God, I don't want to hear about Pokemon. But generally, it was the one topic of the day I didn't understand. James O'Malley, pleasure to speak to you, freelance technology journalist. I really appreciate that. It's basically an excuse for nerds to have something to talk about in the pub if they ever venture there after sitting in their rooms for 20 hours a day on their computer screens. Talking of those sort of people who aren't normally allowed out, Hardeep Singh Kohli has been allowed out this week. He's standing in for John Holmes, and he's here with your lustrous beard.
You like
sir.
It?
Can I touch it?
You can touch it.
I can't touch a Pokemon, but I can touch Hardeep's. Oh. Oh.
Thank you very much. You're looking
very sort of...
Old.
Old is one of the words that we can use.
I love that you were talking about Pokemon Go, because apparently it's already inspired a spin-off game called Labour Party Go, where if with micropayments you can try and find a genuine Labour leader.
No.
There's
not
a lot
real.
Of people that have been in their room for 20 hours a day coming out now. Trotskyites, apparently. Not that we're going to be talking about that today. Have you ever been to Hull, JHB? Have you ever been to Hull?
I don't think I have. Isn't that
well,
shocking?
You should go.
I'll go visit John Culture. Prescott.
We aren't. No, don't do that. We're going to talk about the top 10 facts about Hull and White City of Culture, and some poetry about Hull, and also what's in your fridge. What's in your fridge, JHB?
Oh, well, we just come back from holiday, so remarkably little. My neighbour got us some milk. But
will
that's
you do me a favour? Send me a photo of the contents of your fridge, and I will whisk together a meal.
Really embarrassing.
Do you know what? It'll be just champagne, and caviar, and the head of a socialist.
I've got to be honest. There's always quite a lot of booze in the fridge. We used to have just a booze fridge because that's classy.
Really? And also, you live in a big house, don't you?
Oh, we just brought our old fridge with us and had it in the corner. And our friends basically said, tell us there's another fridge, otherwise God knows what your child is eating.
Oh, poor child. And we're also going to have a lot of stuff at the Edinburgh Festival coming up. And also Tinder horror stories. Things that have gone wrong on Tinder. Not that that's anything you've ever had to worry about,
well,
JHB,
no,
in
no.
all the time I've known you.
Well, no, I've been loved up for some time. However, we did meet speed dating, and I've got some horrific stories about that.
I can't imagine you'd waste your time any other way. Do you know what I mean? 30 seconds, you know. Ironic, because that's how long I... Anyway.
On that note, Hardeep's coming up after 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. It's great to be back. Glad there's still some news to talk about. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Welcome to Monday's Phone-In. I'm James Martin, and this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Paul?
Hi, James. We always try and do a family roast, but what can you recommend as a summer option?
Spatchcock chicken works brilliantly when the weather gets warmer.
Right.
Use one of Asda's whole chickens and carefully remove the backbone using sharp scissors.
Uh-huh.
And press it as flat as possible. Then mix maple syrup, lemon juice, mustard and thyme in a bowl and pour the mixture over the skin.
Oh.
Roast it for 45 minutes until glazed golden brown.
Oh, that's going to go down a storm with my lot.
And if you want to try this at home, visit asda.com/James Martin for all the details.
Selected stores subject to availability.
Harry is a tradesman. He's happy that Screwfix has over 470 stores in the UK. Not because he wants to visit them all, but because it means that wherever he finds himself working, there's always one nearby. And if Harry can't get to Screwfix, Screwfix is happy to come to Harry. With next day delivery to his home or on site, 7 days a week, if he orders before 7 p.m. weekdays, 4 p.m. at weekends. Either way, Harry is happy. Those in the know Screwfix.
Winston Wolfe, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but
you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
You're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Spatchcock chicken with maple syrup? Yeah, I thought it would grab your attention. Well, it's not just for Paul and his family. Now your family can try it too, because Asda's whole British chickens are only £2.79. You can get all these ingredients at Asda, as well as a full recipe at asda.com/James Martin.
Selected stores subject to availability. Whole chicken 1.35 kilograms.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Hello! It's not John Holmes. It's what happens when John Holmes goes wrong. Hardeep Singh Kohli here, sitting in for you for some of this week. Loving the talk and the radio. So much coming up. But before I tell you about all of that, do you know what time it is? It's news time! Victoria Bourne's in the house!
Thanks, Hardeep. Coming up, France falls silent for Bastille victims. MPs to vote on Trident renewal and two dead after eating infected salad.
Talk Radio.
French ministers have been booed as they arrived in Nice for a minute's silence in memory of the 84 people killed in last week's terror attack. There have been calls for the Prime Minister Manuel Valls and President François Hollande to resign as confidence in the government to combat terrorism has fallen to a new low. The lorry driver, who was affiliated with the Islamic State group, was not known to security services before he targeted Bastille celebrations. Security expert Will Geddes has told Talk Radio it's hard to tell whether petty criminals will turn to extremism.
Those that may go on to more terrorist-related actions is a virtually impossible job. And then you add into that mix an individual that is very quickly or expediently radicalized. You do not have the long fuse that we used to have conventionally with other terrorist groups, even with Al-Qaeda, where you can see the build-up in that action.
MPs will vote later on plans to spend up to £40 billion updating the UK's nuclear-armed submarines. The Defence Secretary Michael Fallon's warned politicians not to gamble with the country's security. A man who raped and murdered a teenage girl 34 years ago has been jailed for life. 56-year-old James Warnock strangled Junula Yanni in her own home in North London in 1982. Police cracked the case using DNA matching techniques which hadn't been invented at the time of the murder. Turkey has dismissed almost 9,000 officials after Friday night's failed coup. 8,000 police officers have also been suspended over claims they were involved in the attempted military takeover. The country's tourism industry is expected to suffer as people are avoiding travelling there. But Sean Tipton from the Association of British Travel Agents has told Talk Radio if you cancel a trip, it will cost you.
The hotel in Turkey would expect to be paid some kind of cancellation fee. The airline would expect to be paid in full. Now, if the Foreign Office advise against travel, that's the tour operator's problem. They just have to wipe that money off. But if they don't, you know, they're not going to force you to go, but they would pass those cancellation charges on.
Two people have died from an E. coli infection believed to be linked to eating mixed salad leaves. Public Health England is investigating an outbreak which has affected 151 people so far, mainly in the southwest. And Chris Martin's new girlfriend has sparked rumours the couple are engaged after she posed for a photo with a ring on her wedding finger. Annabelle Wallace put a picture on Instagram with the caption, "Perfect dress for a wedding," although it is thought she was talking about being a guest at someone else's big day. The Coldplay frontman's divorce from Gwyneth Paltrow's just been finalised.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Most places will be sunny and warm this afternoon. Scotland will be cloudier with showers lightly in the west, feeling more humid, highs of 29 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abrahams. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says he's confident of more signings this summer, but admits he's likely to lose players as well. There have been four new arrivals at Anfield so far, including Sadio Mane. A deal to sign Augsburg central defender Ragnar Klavan is believed to be close. Klopp says it's going to be a busy few weeks.
We have a few players want to leave us. I'm pretty sure it will happen. And one or two more players will join us from other clubs.
His claim Spurs have had a bid accepted from Marseille winger George Kevin and Kudu. It's believed the players to have a medical at White Hart Lane. And being reported that Villarreal are looking to land Manchester United defender Marcus Rojo on a loan deal. England cricket head coach Trevor Bayliss says he has no regrets over his team selection after losing the first test by 75 runs to Pakistan at Lord's. England were without Jimmy Anderson and Ben Stokes, both though turned out for their counties over the weekend instead. Finally, Rugby Union and Leicester have announced the appointment of England international Tom Youngs as their club captain for next season. That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio. Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Hardeep Singh Kohli on Talk Radio.
Hey, why are you looking so downbeat? Have you just had your divorce finalised with someone? Have you ever found a new love and maybe asked her to marry you? Oh, is that a ring on her finger or is she just really happy to see you? See what I did there? Ridiculous. Hi, Hardeep Singh Kohli here. We're talking all sorts of things today. Breakup songs. Two fingers to the ex-lover. Two fingers to the ex-wife. The house in France to the ex-wife, probably, in Gwynnie and Chris's case. And we'll talk about a feature today through the 3 hours. What's in your fridge? Because, of course, it was cold last week, wasn't it? We were having soup last week, weren't we? And not that fancy Spanish gazpacho. None of that nonsense. Victoria Bourne, Bournemeister Bourne, the Bourne supremacy. What's in your fridge, Victoria Bourne?
Okay, so I've got some chorizo.
Chorizo.
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Aioli.
Aioli. I only want to be with you. I only. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll do food-based puns tomorrow. I only want to be with you. I quite like that. What else?
I've got some jalapenos.
Jalapenos. Do you like chili food?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything? You got eggs?
No.
Right. What I'd probably do with what you've got.
Okay.
Because I wish nothing but the best for you, food-wise, you know? I would probably do... I'd run out and get some eggs.
Okay.
And I would make you a lovely Spanish omelette with blanched broccoli, some fried chorizo. The tip with the chorizo is to cut it into cubes, fry it off separately, get rid of that oil, because that oil colours everything, and finally dice the chorizo. And serve it with a little aioli, but in quite a lot of love, because that's what food's about. And hopefully that'll help you get over your Tinder breakup, which you're going to talk about the next time, Victoria Bourne, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. It was very scary.
It was very scary, but
difficult
I'm
going to
leave you hanging on. Let's listen to some Adele. Yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze.
Summer haze, it seems rather apt. Here we are in a hazy summer. So that was Adele, obviously, with Someone Like You. Songs to break up to. That's what I want to know. Because they're split down the middle. Producer Cass, aren't they? Split right down the middle. We've got the songs that are I Want You Back, which is the Jacksons. And we've got the songs which are I Hated You and Never Really Wanted You, and It's All Your Fault. Do you hear me, Cass?
I'm feeling you at the moment, yeah.
And she's the other side of the glass. Don't worry. Health and safety. Do you have a song in mind? Is there a song that sums up? Are you currently stepping out with a young woman or a man? I don't want to make any judgments upon your sexuality.
No, not anymore.
Oh, what happened?
Well, because I'm moving to London for my job.
Moving from?
Reading.
Reading. Which is the highest literacy rate in England.
I wouldn't know. I'm from Hull.
It's Reading, Reading. It's just that it's a joke.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not a good one.
Oh, I get you. You're so funny.
I know. Even I wish John Holmes was back. So have you split up? You split up because Reading was too much of a commute to London.
Yeah, because I'm always really busy.
Really? How long was this relationship going on for?
2 years.
2 years dropped like that?
Yeah.
I mean, it hadn't been working for the last, 23 months, had it?
Well, it'd been working well, but this was always on the cards.
Are you friends?
Yeah. It was very amicable.
So you're not giving him the two fingers
song?
No,
absolutely not.
Which song might you give him? Goodbye, My Lover?
I don't really know. I normally just watch really violent horror movies to get over things like this.
Right. Listeners, you need to know, Cass is adorable, but hugely weird. This is the other thing that I adore about Cass. Cass is also from Hull, as you can probably recognise by that beautiful accent. And so I want to celebrate the oncoming City of Culture in Hull. A few weeks ago, there was a massive naked photograph taken in Hull. I was meant to be there, but it was too cold and I didn't feel I'd be at my best in such a scenario. And I'm also an incredibly hairy man and nobody needs to see that. Not unless... Well, we won't go into those details. What do you know about Hull? Listeners, I'm going to tell you some things about Hull. Boo-boo, its official name is Kingston-upon-Hull. And people from the city of Hull are Hullensians. The boiled sweet was invented in Hull. The liquid crystal display, LCD, was developed by University of Hull. It's the birthplace of Lemsip, Bongella and Gaviscon, which makes me think people are poorly in Hull, because that's all medical things. Lemsip, Bongella and Gaviscon, and on and on. I quite like the liquid Gaviscon. You feel that having an immediate effect. Can I tell you, because Marta, you're Spanish, right?
I am, yeah. Oh,
and you like coffee, don't you?
I love coffee.
Right, I love a cortado, a cheeky wee cortado, right?
Yes.
But I've got to that age now, I have to ask, and it seems pretentious, I have to ask where their beans come from. Because African coffee beans give me heartburn. And I need Gaviscon for that. I'm better with the Colombian and the Guatemalan.
Oh, they're really good.
They're really good.
Really good.
How are you feeling today about Brexit? We have a Brexit update from you later.
Yes, we'll have an update.
You're moving to Scotland, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You actually are moving to Scotland?
You know what? It's one of my options at the moment.
It's the only option. It's the only option. Scotland wants you more than you want Scotland.
Yay!
Hey! Hull has also been called the most poetic city in England. But then I've also been called the most handsome man in Scotland. So I wouldn't. There's no great stock in that sort of thing. We were all very drunk and most of Scotland had left that day. It has been home to poets like Philip Larkin and Andrew Marvel. We're going to have some Hullensian poetry later on. Rob the intern, who's from Kent. And a little bit cocky is going to be brought down to earth as I rip the something out of him. I can't say that word, can I? I nearly said it, though. That was close. I'll extract the urine from him. That's a medical term. I'm fine with that, aren't I? Obviously, in Glasgow, I used to play in goal, and it was always awkward, and they said, urine. And I'm like, what are you doing, taking the what? Hull's Fair is the largest travelling fair in Europe and one of the oldest. The thing about Hull is it's one of the. It's almost the. It's not quite the. The Humber Port is the UK's largest port complex, handling 1 million passengers and 90 million tonnes of cargo. It's got the world's largest Yorkshire pudding factory. And what we're going to do in the next hour is have producer Cass speak some iconic Hull, iconic words in a Hull accent. I have to say, is it the East Riding of Yorkshire Hull?
Yeah, it changes a lot. It used to be Humberside and then East Yorkshire, and then they changed it again to the East Riding of Hull. But that was when I was about, so that was like 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
Never knew why.
Never knew why. They never don't why. Need to tell you. It's all administrative. So much to come up. So much coming up. Give us a call. 0844 499 1000. Calls cost 7 pence plus your access charge. Text the word talk and your message to 87222, costing 25 pence per minute. It's not. It's 25 pence per text. To teach these people everything. And your normal sending charge. Tweet is at Talk Radio. So much coming up in breakup songs.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to the recipe of the day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The recipe of the day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Eye contact on the morning commute with a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Harry is a tradesman. He's happy that Screwfix has over 470 stores in the UK. Not because he wants to visit them all, but because it means that wherever he finds himself working, there's always one nearby. And if Harry can't get to Screwfix, Screwfix is happy to come to Harry. With next day delivery to his home or on site, 7 days a week, if he orders before 7pm weekdays, 4pm at weekends. Either way, Harry is happy. Those in the know Screwfix.
Is now your going to work time? Maybe it's your coming home time. Or, if you're enjoying some you time, it could be the perfect time to renew your tax credits. Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Do it now. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits now. We're ready when you are.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Suffolk, there's westbound delays on the A14 through Newmarket. Two lanes are blocked by an accident near Junction 36. The northbound M6 is struggling towards problems between 12 for Telford and 13 for Stafford South. Three of the four lanes are out of action there because of an accident. Congestion back to Wolverhampton. And further along, there's similar restrictions between 20 at the Limmings Change and 21 at Walston. That's the recovery of an overturned caravan. And Greater Manchester, anti-clockwise M6 is suffering. There's emergency repairs at Junction 5 for Princess Parkway. Queues back to Junction 7. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Hardeep Singh Kohli on Talk Radio.
Listen, it's over between you and me. It's probably my fault.
Maybe I didn't love you.
But I tried really hard.
Quite as often as I could have.
It's my age, I'm 47. What can I do?
And maybe I didn't treat you.
Well, I took you to Alton Towers for that long weekend.
Quite as good as I should have.
My subjunctive use is overdone here.
If I made you feel second best.
Well, I always thought it was polite to let you come second.
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind.
I don't know what to say, but, well, you know, I think about you.
You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
I think that's why I've become a stalker.
Maybe I didn't hold you.
I mean, you're a big lass. It's difficult to get my arms around.
All those lonely, lonely times.
Well, you know, we shouldn't have been on the beach at midnight.
And I guess I never told you.
Well, you don't understand Punjabi. I tried.
I'm so happy that you're mine.
Well, you will do for now. Well, you're gone now.
Little things I should have said and done.
Well, it's not that little. It was cold. I made that clear.
I just never took the time.
I did take the time, but I used lots of rosemary and bay.
When you were always on my mind.
Always in my mind.
You were always on
You may not have heard that
mind.
Version. That's the brilliant Willie Nelson. It kicks in. Now, listen.
Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died.
It was so sweet, and it was love.
And give me, one more chance to keep you satisfied.
I don't think there's another chance coming, is there? Marta's shaking her head. Songs for Breakups. I think that's a great version. You may know that as the Elvis song, but Willie Nelson does a brilliant version of that, and that is the man himself. So you want to know songs about breakup. They can be positive ones. They can be negative ones. Always on my mind is probably a bit of a negative one, Marta, isn't it? I've got intern Rob here now.
Hi. I'm a bit teary after that, if I'm honest with you.
Are you, Rob?
It's really got me.
Has it? Do not get much love. You are a little bit teary, aren't you? Have you just had a breakup, Rob?
No, I haven't, but it was mainly your voice. The way you said it, it just hit me.
Okay, Rob, don't be sycophantic. That's really unattractive, because the listeners know the truth. Are you in a relationship, Rob?
I am indeed, yeah.
And what's his name?
Her name.
Oh,
is
really?
It?
That's a, is it?
Yeah.
Really? That's a what? Honestly?
We just got to know each other, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Actually, Cass, can we get someone in to fix my gaydar? It's completely broken.
Yes.
What's her name?
Izzy.
Yeah, so I don't know if you're telling me her name or you're talking street. Izzy.
Izzy, you know, it's Izzy.
Izzy, is that short for Isabel?
Mm.
And what does Izzy do?
Student.
What did she stud?
Psychology.
Oh, she's got you worked out, hasn't she? Little what do you study?
I did politics.
Oh, fascinating time to have done politics, isn't
it?
Yeah,
good
time. Where did you do politics?
Where? Durham, up north.
Oh, lovely, so you didn't get to Oxford or Cambridge. Well done. That's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Is that what happened? Or did you apply for Durham?
It was. Now you're going to make me cry for another reason.
But can I just say, I think Durham is an exceptional university. It's a beautiful university town.
It is, yeah.
And I think, generally speaking, you're from Kent. I think a lot of people from the home counties don't really see much of England.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for you to have had some exposure to Durham. Nights out in Newcastle.
Oh, yeah.
Nights out in Leeds.
Only one in three years.
You were studying quite hard. You got 2-1, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Just missed a first by what, 3% or something like that?
I know, about 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think's gone on in the current... Well, we were going to have you to talk about some poetry, but I didn't know you were a politics student. What do you think is happening in the Labour Party now?
Well, they're having their hustings this afternoon.
He's just proud that he knows what a hustings is.
Yeah, I know. And Angela Eagle and Owen...
She's the lesser of two eagles.
Brilliant. Really good. Need to decide who's going to be the unity candidate against Jeremy Corbyn.
Do you know what? Does there not? I mean, you studied politics. I studied politics a long time ago.
You
studied politics. Yeah, I'm deeply involved in the world of politics. It does seem to me that the Labour Party currently is doing everything in its power to be non-democratic?
Wow, yeah, to some extent. But then, of course, a Corbynite would argue, well, you know, it's the Angela Eagles of this world who are being undemocratic by trying to remove our glorious leader who's been elected by the members.
So. But also, if you...
Swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
Well, I never understood that. Do you know what I mean? Because then where does the seesaw fit into that equation? Again, the seesaw overlooked.
I've never really analysed that.
No, you haven't. 3 years at university, nothing. You've walked out with no playground analogies worth talking about. It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes down. You've got a poem on Hull for us.
I do, on your request.
Don't. Whoa, sunshine. You do not pass the buck before you deliver the poem.
I haven't even read this. You're
That's my point.
To read this, and I've never.
Oh my God! I'm expecting a graduate of politics to read. What am I thinking?
This is poetry. This isn't normal words.
Rob,
this is
Rob,
creative.
Robbie, Rob, 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 Robbie, Rob, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby,
mm-hmm.
Bobbert, Robert.
Yeah.
You've already shown, by your own admission, the deeply sensitive soul you've got.
This is true.
Willie Nelson and my inane ramblings took you to the point of tears. You genuinely are welling up, okay? Mm-hmm. So don't undersell yourself. That's what human resources is for. Give us the poem now. Give us a stanza.
I'm going to give you a stanza, really.
This is about Hull. What's it called?
It's called Red Hell.
By?
Random. Unknown. Unknown.
Okay. Red Hell. That could be the Labour Party election.
Oh, very good.
I don't need you to tell me very good.
I was so hyped.
I don't need your very good. Do you know what I mean? I know it's okay. Don't mark me out of 10. Just deliver the Jeffing poem.
Okay. You ready?
So can we have another intern? This one's broken. This intern's broken. Right, go for it, Robbie Rob.
The breath of the Arctic tundra moaned through Hull that night, while icy rain with flecks of snow just added to its bite.
Keep going.
Oh, no, Jesus, right. At closing time, the landlord's bell was welcomed like the plague as I left the comfort of Red Hell with head both sore and vague.
Producer Cass, that was quite beautiful.
Oh, I think Red Hell means it's the name of a pub. Right, that makes sense now.
Stop trying.
I was just going to say, you said snow wrong.
What did I say? Oh, snow.
Right, do you know what? I'm genuinely...
That was a really bad shake of the head.
I'm in
trouble now.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know where we found it, but I'm going to chuck him back.
You know, don't chuck him back. Place him back. Put a lid on top. Hopefully you become an internet phenomenon. Oh, that's right. It would only happen if it was a cat. You read that with some panache.
Really?
Get out my studio.
Oh, happily.
You're a cocky little thing, aren't you?
He's brought all the sass today,
yeah,
hasn't he?
Sassy.
Well, you're coming back next hour.
Well,
go find another
put.
Excuse me. Get out.
I don't know if I can take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's politics, Rob.
Hey!
Now, what have we got? So much coming up. What's in your fridge? Can you send us photographs of what's in your fridge? And I'm going to tell you what you can cook with it. He's got quite a nice, he's got a gym bunny. He played rugby. You played rugby, didn't you, Rob? Did you play rugby?
No, I let myself go at uni, so I got fat and it went on the...
Yeah, you let yourself go, and Izzy's going to let you go quite soon as well, mate. Izzy's the name of his girlfriend, if you want, at the top of the chat. Now we've got some great guests. We've got so what we're sort of doing this week is we're going to have a throw forward to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Obviously, I'm going to be there. 520 mixtape, My Life Through Music. But we're going to get another few friends in this week. We've got Bilal Zafar coming in. I saw him on stage on Friday night. And he was absolutely brilliant. He knocked it out of the park. So he's going to come in to talk about comedy and what it's like being a Muslim, basically, because that's all Muslims know. I don't know if you know that. We've got Maddie Ann Holt, whose great new show, Rent Girl, is debuting at the festival. She's previewing for the next couple of weeks. And we've got all sorts coming. Who else have we got in? Producer Cass. Can you remember?
Well, today or this week? Today, well, we're gonna chat to someone from Hull.
Yeah, we're going to talk to someone from Hull. Are they up?
Not just me.
Not just you.
No.
Can you give me some more Hull words, please?
Bread cake.
Say that again.
Bread cake.
Is it me, or do I find that really sexy? Is it just me?
It might well just be you.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about that, the way you cake? Yeah.
Apparently, it's known as the Hull vowel.
Oh, and how would you characterise the Hull vowel?
Well, I didn't know it existed until I had some speech training.
I didn't know. You had speech training?
Yeah, I had some speech
Why
training.
Why would you have speech training?
Well, it was for a course that I was on when I was doing journalism, and they said, you know, we'll teach you how to speak properly.
Don't you think that's nonsense?
Well, it was through the BBC.
Well, the BBC have got a lot to answer for.
Well,
see, this is what I find. It was interesting. I had a bloke on last week when I was sitting in for Julia on Friday, a Scouser. And you think, Liverpool is a massive and important city in England, right? How many Scouser accents do you hear?
Very few these days.
We're Victoria-born from Leamington, and there is that slight sense of the Midlands accent going on there. You know, we've lovely Marta with a Spanish accent. My soft Glaswegian brogue. You know, and Rob, politics Rob with his just nothing, home counties, nonsense, droning on, ruining poetry. I don't think we have enough diversity in accents.
Well, I think we're pretty diverse here now.
We are here now, but like, if you turn on the BBC, it's all RP. It's all RP.
Yeah. And I always thought that, you know, I was some kind of alien when I used to watch things. And it was like, hello, and this is the news.
It's just a lot of nonsense. Yeah. Talking about Victoria Bourne, she's just walked into the studio. I'm hoping she's going to do it in a more of a Leamington accent this time. You can do the news in a Leamington accent this time.
I don't know if Leamington even has a proper accent.
That's it there. We've just heard it. We've just heard Leamington love. So much coming up. Stay with us. But what most I want to know what's in your fridge. Marta, what's in your fridge?
Not much at the moment, I have to say.
Tell me, what's in it? I'm going to cook and create something for you, Marta, you delight.
Okay, I've got some Spanish ham.
Jamón.
Jamón.
Jamón. Which one? Ibérico?
Yeah, of course, Ibérico.
Oh, my
yeah,
God. Of course. Ibérico. You know when they have the acorn-fed pigs?
Yes.
So all they do, I don't, you probably know this, right? You know this, but the listeners might not know this. They just, the pigs are just fed acorns. That's all they eat. They get fat on acorns. And then when you eat the Iberico, you can taste that nutty sweetness in the fat.
You
it's
can.
Like nothing else. One of the most expensive plates of food I ever bought was a plate, a starter plate of Iberico for £15.
Oh, dear.
And you know what? I'd have paid double for it.
Yes.
Because it's so rich as well.
When it's good, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's really worth it.
You sound like you're talking about L'Oreal now. Because you know what? You're worth it. What else have you got in your fridge?
I've got lettuce, I've got tomatoes, I've got pesto sauce.
Ooh.
I've got black olives, black Spanish olives.
African-American olives. African-American racist. Oh, I'm seeing a lovely chopped salad.
Yes.
A lovely, but I would just have the Iberico on its own and then have a lovely chopped salad to follow. Dressed with, maybe, do you know what would be nice? Would be a little bit of orange.
Ooh.
A really peppery Spanish olive oil.
Yes.
And a little bit of mustard. Or harissa.
Yes.
Let's mix that thing up, yeah?
Let's do that.
Who's in the house? H is in the house.
Yes.
We've sorted out the Spanish girl. So send me a photograph of contents of your fridge and I will create, on the hoof, a meal for you. Talk radio with Hardeep Singh Kohli. Tweet us, 87222. Let me know what's in your fridge.
Talk radio.
Crowds gathering for a minute's silence in Nice have booed French ministers. Confidence in the government to prevent a terror attack has fallen after the third atrocity to hit the country in around 18 months. 84 people died when a lorry crashed into crowds during Bastille Day celebrations. Lisa Louis, a journalist in France, has told Talk Radio more about the killer is emerging.
It seems like he was very violent. He was a drinker. He was taking hashish from time to time. And that is obviously quite contradictory with what other people are saying, that he became religious, at least in the last part of his life. So we don't really know yet why he has acted.
MPs are expected to approve plans this afternoon to spend up to £40 billion updating the UK's nuclear-armed submarines. They'll vote on whether we should renew the Trident system. Almost 9,000 Turkish officials have been dismissed following a failed military coup. More than 200 people were killed on Friday night in Turkey. The Chancellor says the number of jobs at a Cambridge-based smartphone chip designer will double over 5 years as it's been bought by a Japanese firm. Arm Holdings is being sold to SoftBank for £24 billion. Two people have died of an E. coli infection thought to be linked with eating mixed salad leaves. 151 people have been affected by the outbreak, mostly in southwest England. And police are asking Pokemon Go players not to call 999 to complain about the augmented reality game. The Gloucestershire Force says it's given someone words of advice after they complained someone had stolen their Pokemon. On Friday, a security alert was triggered at Leicestershire Police HQ and players of the app game gathered at the site. The weather, most places sunny and warm this afternoon. Scotland will be cloudier with showers lightly in the west, feeling more humid with highs of 29 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio.
Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Hardeep Singh Kohli
on Talk Radio.
That was Victoria Bourne. This is Victoria Bourne. This is Kelly Clarkson, isn't it?
No.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Tay-Tay. As Rudyard corrected me. Gonna change, trust me. Remember how that lasted for a day? I say I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. I think actually this is an ode to Kanye West. Ooh, topical. Talking of breakup songs, in the next hour we're gonna talk about Tinder date nightmares, and my friend and colleague, Victoria Bourne, has stayed with us. And I've got a quick quiz for you.
Okay.
It's called News or Refuse.
Right.
People in the news, would you date them, news, or refuse them? Refuse. News or refuse. Barack Obama, news or refuse?
News.
Date him. Donald Trump, news or refuse?
Refuse.
Oh, before I even finish the sentence. Ugh. Ed Milipede, news or refuse?
Refuse.
Oh. Boris Johnson, news or refuse?
Refuse.
Oh. Turkish President Erdogan, news or refuse?
Refuse.
Oh, that'd be a coup.
Oh.
TV. Jose Mourinho, news or refuse?
Refuse.
Really?
Yeah.
The special one does nothing special for you.
Seems like that.
Prince Harry, news or refuse?
Hmm. Maybe.
Princess Victoria. I can see that.
It's got a ring to it, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah.
We haven't done Queen Victoria.
Not for a while, no.
So I think you're newsing him, aren't you?
Potentially.
Potential news. And finally, news or refuse, that woman off Love Island. The one that had naughty business with the man.
Okay, so there were two which had naughty business.
I don't watch television.
Okay, so I think you're meant... Are you thinking about the whole one?
Yeah.
Then refuse.
What's the story?
So she had sex on Love Island, and she was also Miss GB, you know, the beauty pageant, and she got decrowned because of it.
Right. Two issues there.
Mm.
One, it's Love Island.
Yep.
How can you be frowned upon for making love on Love Island? Number two... Well, somebody tell these people that have these beauty pageants based on the objectification of women that it's 2016. Women have had the vote for almost 100 years. Should we not objectify them? And then when we do objectify them, should we not infantilize them or treat them as children? She had sex. What's the problem?
I think they're saying that the problem is because she's setting a bad example by doing it on television.
Aren't they aware of those channels with the three numbers down the 750s? 760s have heard about them. You know, they don't have those, the sex channels plus 1 hour, they have it plus 1 minute. Anyway, Victoria Bourne, we'll see you back at 2 o'clock with your Tinder nightmare, and of course the news, and the rest of that. Tay-Tay, let's have a little bit of Tay-Tay. Do you know what? One of the most embarrassing moments in my life. I have an 18-year-old daughter. And when she was like 11, she was massively into Taylor Swift. And I am not a snob. As you've heard from the music I play on Talk Radio, I am not a snob about music. Good music is good music. Good songs are good songs. A great pop song. So, Marta, one of the greatest pop songs ever written. She'll tell you what it is. Two of them. Love Machine by Girls Aloud. Are you familiar with it?
Yes.
Excellent pop song. And Overload by Sugar Babes.
Oh, yes, I love Sugar Babes.
Well, Overload is a brilliant song. And for me, it's up there with Van Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
With Deep Purple.
Yes.
With Shostakovich. So let's not be snobby about it. I want to know about the songs you've turned to in a breakup. Be it positive, be it negative, be it indifferent. Those songs that perhaps suggest a reconciliation. Suggest One Night of Passion. One night,
That sort of thing. Could be the M people, might not be. Drop us a text, the word talk, and your song to 87222 or tweet us at Talk Radio. Now, we were talking about Hull speak. Eller, I'm from Hull, which means, good morning, I'm from Hull. Sum it up, is there something troubling you? Patna Mald, a glass of beer. Arthur Lager. I'm not saying these right. Am I, producer Cass? Right. We're going to have to get you. Come in here and do these bits now. We're going to get Cass. Cass is from Hull, but you can never tell. She's got red hair, but it's artificially red. She's got amazing tattoos. I never used to be into tattoos. I remember saying I never used to be into tattoos. Right. You're going to do the. You can do the Hull bit, and I'll do the English bit.
All right. Okay.
You ready? You've got loads of tats, haven't you?
Yeah, quite a few.
Well, how? When did you get your first one?
I was about 24.
Is it addictive?
Very. Massively.
I tell you, I was in a hotel room the other night. I don't normally watch telly. And I was flicking through the channels, and there was a thing called Tattoo Fixers. Have you watched that programme?
Oh, God, it's awful.
Is it awful?
It's awful. It's so staged and so over the
top. Of course it's staged.
But, yeah, no.
It's quite interesting, though, what they can do.
Well, I just think, you know...
See, interesting, you quite like the purple and the greens, I've noticed.
I do like colour. I've got a lot of red on my leg as well.
Show me. She's going to come round. Just do it off this mic then. Oh, I see what you've done there. Right, come here now. Let's do this here now.
All right, okay.
So you do this bit.
Hello, I'm from Hull.
Good morning, I'm from Hull.
Sum it up.
Is there something perturbing you?
Palm to mild.
I would like a demi-tasse of the darker beer, per favor.
Half a lager.
Do you have a craft beer or an IPA or some such thing?
Snare bell.
Ooh, I would love an egg-based liqueur from Holland. I'm feeling, Christmassy.
Can I borrow it?
May I relieve you of that item for a short period of time and return it?
It's mine and all.
I claim joint ownership of said item.
Shut up, or I'll bray you.
Stop talking immediately. That is my recommendation.
Are you got a brother?
Do you have a male sibling that I might perhaps spend an evening with, romantically?
You're forever maning.
Why are you so complaining?
What's your brother called?
What is the name of your male sibling?
Nair Smirkin.
Is it prohibited to smoke a cigarillo in this location?
I'm off now, ta-ra.
An indication of my imminent departure and no doubt my speedy return. That is the Hull language for you. Does that cover it? I think that covers Hull. Anything else we're missing?
Well, just like little things like I was saying before, like bread cake and... but then I don't know, like bacon banjo is what we used to call...
Bacon banjo?
Yeah, it's what we used to call bacon sandwich.
A bacon banjo.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's just a my mum thing or a Hull thing.
Do you not have Parmo up in Hull? That's a Darlington thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, it's not.
Do you have like a specific food to Hull? Like we've got, like, I had it the
chips
other night.
Chips and gravy? Mushy peas?
You got the chips, I got the gravy. You got the meat, I got the gravy. That's UB40 song. Glasgow with the deep fried pizza, which I had on Saturday night. I cooked a massive curry. I do these charity curry things where I cook like 3 courses for like 10 people and they give money to refugees or something, right? And I cook this like butter chicken and I do a chickpea salad fresh with lots of spices and stuff in it. And then a clafouti, a pear and apple spiced clafouti. And I cook all this food, which is quite nice food because I'm like a chef. But I don't want to eat any of it. So then I have a bacon roll or, as I did on Saturday night, I had a deep fried pizza in a chip shop. This is the lovely thing about getting older, right? People moan about it, right? But I went to this chip shop. I've been going there for 35 years. And it's just gorgeous. And the oil hasn't been changed in the time I've been going there.
No, if you change the oil, you lose the flavour.
All that flavour. Yeah. All that flavour. Right.
Did you ever used to have scraps?
No, scraps is an English thing. We don't have scraps.
Oh.
We have just fritters in England.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
We have fritters up the road. But then we have a different nomenclature. Mm. We have a single fish or a fish supper.
Yeah, yeah, fish supper.
Do you have
yeah.
that in England?
We don't call it fish supper, but I'm aware of what a fish supper is.
So you have a sausage supper.
Mm.
King rib.
No.
Do you know what king rib is?
No.
Oh, my God. I used to literally... There were two things I used to lie in bed at night thinking about. One was Gilda. the Scottish-Italian girl that worked in the chippies. But I thought about her less often than I thought about a king rib. A king rib, when I reflect upon it now, is the most disgusting thing you can ever imagine eating, right? So it's basically, and you know that way it's called a king rib. You'd think you'd make the link between the rib bit and spare ribs.
Yeah.
But this, I didn't make that link because this was nothing like a king rib. What it was that the sweepings off the floor in the abattoir blended together with like a kind of a spare ribby sauce. But it was battered and deep fried.
Of course.
I mean, I'm Punjabi and Glaswegian. Batter a phone deep fry. I will eat it. It will be delicious with sauce on the side. But here's a big thing that's going to split us because we're friends, right?
Yeah, we're good friends.
And we've been friends for a wee while.
Yeah.
But this is often what comes between friends. Red or brown sauce?
Red sauce.
Okay, we're fine. Yes. This relationship can continue. Excellent, excellent. So I think it might be time for another song. Marta, surprise me. Are we going to have an ad first? Let's go to a break. Oh, look at the time. No wonder. I've been gassing on here. It's time for a break.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Harry is a tradesman. He's happy that Screwfix has over 470 stores in the UK. Not because he wants to visit them all, but because it means that wherever he finds himself working, there's always one nearby. And if Harry can't get to Screwfix, Screwfix is happy to come to Harry. With next day delivery to his home or on site, 7 days a week, if he orders before 7pm weekdays, 4pm at weekends. Either way, Harry is happy. Those in the know Screwfix.
Ugh, he's gone and written me off, Churchy. We get it one scrape and that's it.
Oh dear.
Well, he never could handle a car like me.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
You've done me a favour there, Churchy.
Oh yes.
I always knew we were a car crash from the start.
No. Churchy, depend on the dog. Comprehensive cover only excludes theft claims subject to availability. Minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement upgrade available when difference is paid. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Bilingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNCs apply. Advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Now at TradePoint, we've got new, lower prices on over 650 bathroom products. Truro Toilet was £44.17, now just £40.80. And the Triton Cara Shower was £41.66, now just £39.58. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for the M1 in South Yorkshire. Southbound queues towards an accident involving a lorry between junctions 34 and 33 near Sheffield. There's severe delays on the northbound M6 through Cheshire with only one lane open between 20 and 21 near Wolston for the recovery of an overturned caravan. And the same restrictions on the northbound M6 through Staffordshire near Telford, 12 to 13. Three of the four lanes are out of action for emergency repair work. And Suffolk's A14 in Newmarket, that's struggling west towards an accident blocking two lanes near junction 36 at 9 Mile. I'm Gerina Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Hardeep Singh Kohli
on Talk Radio.
Do you know, we've had a great time together, Marta, you and I. It was love, but it was great. It was the right thing to do.
But it's over now.
Whoa, this is my speech. This is the problem, Marta, in this relationship. You always have to just interrupt and not me say what I want to say, yeah?
I never
interrupt you.
What were you just doing there? Was I, that was a semicolon. Just because you're Spanish.
I'm not interrupting you.
There you are. This is Fleetwood Mac. Do you like Fleetwood Mac?
Yes.
Do you know what, though? It's over. Marta, you can go your own way.
Okay, bye.
No, I can't whistle either. Right. Joining me in studio is Bilal Zafar.
Hey.
How are you, brethren?
Good, good. How
now,
are you?
I'm very good. Now, I just need to tell the listeners how you are here.
Mm-hmm.
I was hosting a charity event on Friday night in London, and there were a couple of stand-ups there. I mean, Paul Chowdhury, the great Paul Chowdhury.
Yep.
And a guy called Bilal Zafar, and I was a bit worried. It was a tough room. It was full of rich brown people, predominantly rich Muslims, mm-hmm. and the night, in typical Indian timing style, was like an hour and 20 minutes late. And I thought, this boy Bilal is a newcomer. He's only been around for a few years. He's going to suffer up there. It wasn't a comedy club setup.
No.
But you went up there and you absolutely stormed it. You were brilliant.
You see,
I walked away thinking, that boy's going to be someone.
Oh,
let's book him on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, I was meant to do, I think, 10-15 minutes before Paul Chowdhury. That's why I was like a little warm-up before him. And then I was told I was doing 5 minutes or something.
Yes.
So the main thing on my mind was to just get through my stuff, you know? I didn't have time to be nervous. But yeah, it was okay.
I thought you were very good.
Thanks.
But it did make me think, I mean, there is a thing about... there is a thing about kind of, for example, female comics talk about being women a lot because that sort of, in some instances, and wrongly, sort of defines their experience. Do you know what I mean? Because nowhere else in civilization would people say things like, oh, I don't find women funny.
Yeah.
You would never say, I don't find brown people funny. I don't find Virgoans funny, right? But that sort of small-minded attitude towards women sort of can, you know, on occasion define the output of women.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, being a young British Muslim, mm-hmm. do you find a similar pressure in what you talk about?
Well, when I started, about 3 years ago, and I went to a bunch of gigs first in London just to see what was going on. And it's the exact same thing you talked about, that I realised that anyone that wasn't a white male comedian seemed to be talking about what they are. So, you know, an Asian talking about Asian things, black comic talking about that sort of thing. And I thought, I made a decision that I don't want to do that. I don't want to talk about Asianness or Muslimness. So for the first, like, couple of years, I don't think I had any, like, racial jokes.
And how did that square with the audience?
I think it was fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you won the Hackney newcomer, didn't you?
Yep. New Act of the Year.
I mean, in Hackney, that's kind of hardcore. That's a brilliant... I mean, the Hackney Empire is an amazing institution. I used to be on one of the boards there, so I'm
really
in love with the Hackney
It's Empire. Not called that anymore.
What's it called
It's
now?
Called the Natties, New Act of the Year, because it's not in Hackney Empire anymore.
Is it not?
It's in the Leicester Square Theatre when I did it.
That's depressing. How has that made a difference to your life?
It's been great. It was kind of... So for me, stand-up was... I was doing a lot of open spots, a lot of unpaid stuff. I was doing okay, but I didn't have... I mean, I didn't have that much confidence in myself because I wasn't really getting very much progression. Then suddenly winning that... because the thing is, it's been around for like 30 years.
It's a validation, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's a big... It's probably the biggest new act competition. So it was a big... Huge for me. And
how
then,
many people were you up against?
I think like 13.
Wow.
I was lucky. I was on right after the break. I was in the best spot.
Typical Muslim, not taking the credit for his achievement. Where did you grow up? What's your background?
East London.
Whereabouts?
Do you know Leytonstone?
Yeah.
Near there.
Massive.
Yeah.
Was comedy always something you were going to do?
Yeah,
it doesn't
well,
go down well with our families, does it?
Well,
I'm
it's
one of
interesting.
Two out of three brothers are comedy writers or comics in our family.
Really?
My parents are so disappointed.
Really?
Considering I've got a law degree. My little brother started a medical degree.
Oh.
They had the brown dream for 15 minutes in 1986.
Okay. Well, that's different. I never aimed high like that, so it was fine. Well, I went to uni to study screenwriting because I wanted to write comedy for TV. I was quite lucky. I've got two older brothers
right.
who are So they were both like teenagers when I was quite little. So we always had good comedy on TV.
What sort of things were you watching growing up?
Chris Morris. The day to day. This is brilliant. When I'm quite young.
Brilliant.
You know? So
that's the advantage of being the youngest.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of carried and it's explained to you and validated mm-hmm. by your brothers, I suppose.
Yeah. Alan Partridge.
Aha! I was at school with Arnando Iannucci now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love
him. Here's a funny story. Mm-hmm. I think it's a funny story. You know this scene where David Schneider, playing the director of television, mm-hmm. Alan chases him with a wheel of cheese?
Yeah, yeah.
That restaurant. Was known as the Fox Restaurant at Television Centre, where Armando Iannucci had taken me for lunch 6 weeks before that episode was written. Mm-hmm. There was a wheel of cheese at our lunch. I didn't attack Armando with it. So I wonder whether I was Alan Partridge, the inspiration for Partridge. What's your favourite Partridge manifestation? Of all the manifestations of Partridge, do you have a favourite?
No.
You just love them all?
Pardon?
You just love them all.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, for me, Alan Partridge wasn't the biggest. I really love all the new stuff as well that they've got on Sky is great.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
The new Alan Partridge stuff.
I've not seen the new Alan Partridge stuff.
Have you got Sky?
No, I don't watch television. That's the
right.
problem.
Well, they've done.
Don't tell the people I work for in television that I don't watch television.
For me, my favourite guy was Chris Morris, though, when I was younger. He did. Did you ever hear his radio stuff?
Well, he was famously taken off the air at the BBC for suggesting that the Queen was dead, was it? Or Cecil Parkinson was dead? Or someone was dead?
I don't know about
that.
Did
you like Jam?
Yeah.
I mean, incredibly dark humour.
Yeah, yeah. The radio... So I discovered this. So I was too young when it was actually on. When I was in, like, I think I was, like, 15, I randomly came across Blue Jam.
Blue Jam's amazing.
And you can get hold of all of it. It's the original complete show with all the music in as well, going in and out of the sketches and stuff.
I think what people perhaps... Because Blue Jam was hugely popular amongst the real hardcore of comedy fans.
Mm-hmm.
But those who didn't know, Amelia Bullmore, who is, pound for pound, probably one of the finest comedy writers and performers around, I think, for her output. An amazing woman. She was in it, and it was... You didn't know whether to laugh... Or not to laugh at quite a lot of it. It was incredibly dark.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so when I discovered that, that was like, that's what made me decide I want to go into comedy. I didn't think I'd perform. I thought I'd just be like I had that ambition of writing sitcoms, that sort of thing.
Tough gigs.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I realised.
You know, you realise the BBC have got Citizen Khan now, they're not going to want another brown sitcom.
Yeah, exactly.
That is genuinely how the BBC works.
Oh, blessing. I don't know. I'm not thinking... To be honest, I don't think like that. I have a lot of friends, a lot of Asian comedy friends who think like that a lot. I just think I'm going to be as funny as I can be and I can do whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's a lovely position to be at the age of 23.
Yeah, 23? I just... 24.
24.
Sorry. I just... what I was going to say is when I won that competition, I got signed...
To?
By Avalon.
Oh, nice.
Massive.
Massive.
Agent. Yeah. So that was huge for me as well.
I mean, so much more than just a song by Brian Ferry.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. It's kind of awkward. Who have you... So, Chris Morris, what else were the influences?
I was quite lucky as well. I had, like, we had, like, a Richard Pryor DVD.
Wow, really?
Yeah. When I was quite young. Well, no, not... When I say quite young, let me think. Maybe 11, 12, when I was into that.
Hardcore for us to... Richard Pryor stuff was deeply challenging.
Yeah, but I mean, I think when you're younger, you don't fully understand all of it, you know? You find different things funny. You don't totally get the context of everything.
Do you know what's interesting, I think, about Richard Pryor was he remained true to the cause all the way through his life.
Exactly.
Whereas if you watch Eddie Murphy, I mean, early Eddie Murphy stuff was amazing, but he really sold out. Chris Rock, I'm not sure if Chris Rock is as funny as he used to be.
Mm.
You know? So I think that's the thing about Pryor. He perhaps didn't make it as big. Although I think California Suite, do you know that film?
No.
California Suite, you've got to watch. It's got Neil Pryor and Bill Cosby. We're not allowed to talk about Bill Cosby, obviously. It's got Michael Caine. And just a brilliant film. It's all about the Oscars, the Oscar ceremony. It's a brilliant film, and Pryor is brilliant in that film. What's your Edinburgh show about?
Right. Now...
Actually, do you know what? That's the worst time to ask you what your Edinburgh show is about, when it's like a minute and a half
all right, yeah.
before the break.
Okay.
What's your favourite food stuff? What's in your fridge just now, Bilal?
What's in my fridge?
At home.
Halloumi, I like.
Okay. Typical Muslim. That's a joke.
Almond milk.
What, are you lactose?
It's a bit, yeah, a little bit.
Lactose intolerant?
Yeah, it's a bit.
I'm lactose indifferent, mate.
Yeah, what?
I like almond milk, though.
It's nice, isn't it?
Isn't it? Mm. Just on its own. I like that, the rice dream. I like rice dream as well. Do you like rice dream?
What's that?
It's rice milk.
Ah.
It's really quite nice. The sweetened one's really nice.
I'll look into it.
It's a couple of brown fellas having a non-dairy milk chat on the wireless. Where else but talk radio? And we'll be right back after this break.
Talk radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
The next departure from platform 4 is the delight 746 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
And gently pull away. Very good, Miss Riley. Now, continue at this speed, and when I tap my clipboard on the dashboard, I want you to brake immediately in a controlled manner. Oh, excellent. Lovely bit of braking.
The new Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3 will help you stop shorter on both dry and wet roads. Now available at your local Quick Fit centre. Goodyear. Made to feel good.
Now, Miss Riley, let's see a three-point turn.
Harry is a tradesman. He's happy that Screwfix has over 470 stores in the UK. Not because he wants to visit them all, but because it means that wherever he finds himself working, there's always one nearby. And if Harry can't get to Screwfix, Screwfix is happy to come to Harry. With next-day delivery to his home or on-site, 7 days a week, if he orders before 7pm weekdays, 4pm at weekends. Either way, Harry is happy. Those in the know, no Screwfix.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Okay, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop. Got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Hardeep Singh Kohli here, Talk Radio. I'll have none of your scorn. I give you the news with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Hardeep. Coming up, minute silence for Nice victims. E. coli kills two people. And police condemn 999 call about Pokemon.
Talk Radio.
French ministers have been booed and jeered as they arrived in Nice to observe a minute's silence in memory of the 84 Bastille terror attack victims. Prime Minister Manuel Valls and President François Hollande there are calls for them to resign after the third atrocity in France in the last 18 months killed 84 people. Plans to spend up to £40 billion updating the UK's nuclear-armed submarines will be voted on this afternoon. The new Prime Minister wants to see them renewed, but many Labour MPs as well as the SNP are against it. Kate Hudson, General Secretary of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, has told Talk Radio what's decided today will affect Britain's security for decades to come.
We know that Trident, not only building the subs, but also its lifetime cost, will total around about £205 billion, according to parliamentary figures. So the question facing the MPs really is this a good use of our money to secure Britain's defence?
The Turkish government has dismissed almost 9,000 officials after Friday's failed military takeover. British holidaymakers are being warned that they could lose out if they cancel their trip to Turkey because of the country's attempted coup. The Foreign Office hasn't warned against travel, which would force operators to refund or offer alternatives. Turkish affairs expert Fatih Hukura says people need to think carefully about going.
At the present time, the United States has severed all air links to and from Turkey. Russia also has stopped all flights to and from Turkey. So I think one should be careful and cautious before traveling to Turkey for holiday.
Two people have now died after getting an E. coli infection, which might be linked to eating salad leaves. The outbreak has affected 151 people across Britain. Most cases have been in the southwest. One of the UK's biggest technology companies has agreed to a £24 billion takeover. Arm Holdings, based in Cambridge, is being bought by Japan's SoftBank, which has promised to double its British workforce. Gloucestershire police has criticised Pokemon Go players who call 999.
Somebody stole my Pokemon.
Right, why is that a 999 call?
Because it's really bad, like, I was about to get a Pikachu.
You do realise that you're stopping someone with a life or death emergency about a Pokemon.
The popular game, which was only launched in the UK last week, has sparked a string of incidents already. Inspector Joe Tierney's told Talk Radio it wasted their time.
It's a hugely irresponsible act. And certainly anyone else must think twice. They just cannot do it. You cannot abuse the 999 system in this way. It's not a joke. It's not funny.
And Love Island is going to be investigated by the broadcasting watchdog after showing a couple having sex just 10 minutes after the watershed. Eight viewers complained to Ofcom that the reality show's contestants Terry Walsh and Emma Jane Wooden were seen in bed together too soon after the 9pm cut-off.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Most places sunny and warm this afternoon. Scotland will be cloudy with showers lightly in the west, feeling more humid with highs of 29 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. New Chelsea manager Antonio Conte says winger Juan Cuadrado will be part of his future plans at the club. The Colombia international arrived at Stamford Bridge after an impressive showing at the 2014 World Cup, but since failed to make an impact. He was loaned to Juventus last season, where he scored four goals in 28 appearances. Wales forward Gareth Bale has made the 10-man shortlist for UEFA's Best Player in Europe award. Bale's Real Madrid teammate Cristiano Ronaldo is the favourite to win, with Lionel Messi, Antoine Griezmann and Luis Suarez also nominated. England cricket captain Alistair Cook admits inexperience played a part in his side's defeat to Pakistan. The tourists secured victory in the first test after a 75-run win at Lord's. A spirited effort in the middle order gave England hope, chasing 283 to win, but they were eventually bowled out for 207 on day four. Finally, onto Rugby Union, and Leicester have announced the appointment of England international Tom Youngs as club captain for next season. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio. Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Hardeep Singh Kohli on Talk Radio.
Ra 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 ma
ra ma ga
ga ooh la la.
Yeah, we're talking about bad romance. We're talking about when things go Pete Tong, when things go Judge Jules, when things go Steve Lamack. I don't know what any of that means. When romance turns sour, coupled with Tinder experiences, because I still have my guest Bilal Zafar with us, and Bilal did a brilliant routine on Tinder dating on Friday night, which is why he's in the studio today. But Victoria Bourne, the Bourne Supremacy, you have an excellent romance, a bad romance, a Tinder story gone wrong.
Well, to be fair, none of my Tinder experiences went well.
Really? How many have you had?
I haven't been on Tinder since December last year, so I went cold turkey.
Which seems apt. I mean, after Christmas to go cold turkey. Yeah. What I've done there is I've done the food joke.
I understood.
Yeah.
Anyway. So the worst one, he was an actor.
So the worst one, there's been, they're all bad.
Yeah, but the
so
worst.
Tell me about your bad romance.
Okay, so he was an actor, tall, handsome.
Was he?
Yeah, he was.
How much chat on Tinder first? That's the thing.
A fair amount.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you stay on the Tinder medium, or do you go, how soon will you release your number?
Or do you set up the date? I guess it depends on the person.
Okay. So did you set your date up through Tinder, or did you go onto mobile?
I can't remember this was. Okay. It wasn't December last year, it was the one before this one.
You really have suffered.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened? Tall, handsome, good-looking actor.
So we went on our first date, and it was just down to a local pub, and I, to calm my nerves, because it was one of my first ones, I had quite a bit to drink, which wasn't great.
What were you drinking?
Prosecco.
You're such a classy, she's such a Leamington girl. Well, no, beer, no. I'm from Leamington Spa, it's a spa town, yeah? I love Prosecco.
Well, I do. So we drank Prosecco, and then it's fair to say that maybe I wasn't able to judge him as well as I...
Because we love to judge.
Yeah, but you know, you should judge on your first date. So I thought, oh, everything was going well, whatever. So after our first date, he then got really intense. Nothing happened afterwards. We had a kiss. That was it.
He walked you home.
He walked me home and there was a kiss.
This is the crucial bit of the story.
Yeah, so he walked me home. And then he was trying to phone me a lot. And I was like, that's a bit much. And messaging me constantly. And then he started to tell me off if I didn't message him back quickly enough. And then, foolishly, we went on a second date.
Why?
I was lonely. New to London, lonely.
Can I just tell you? Well, I mean, you're a lovely person.
Thanks.
With excellent footwear.
Thank you.
And accessorised jewellery. You are full of joie de vivre and other French phrases I'm not fully compliant with. Why a second date, really?
So, well, I don't know. And then he was like, I'll pick you up. So I was like, fine. And then he'd said about going for a meal at this nice restaurant. I was like, yeah, great. But then he went back and I was like, no, I want to cook you dinner. I've bought all the stuff. And I was like, well, I don't feel comfortable with that. And then he still insisted on taking me to his house. And I really didn't want to go in. So then I was annoyed at him. And then we eventually get to this restaurant. I decided I didn't want to drink. And when I went to the loo, I come back and there's a Prosecco bottle there. So I'm getting really annoyed. We start arguing a lot during the date. So at the end of it, nothing happened. I sent him a message.
No kiss?
No. He tried to hold my hand. And I was like,
maybe he was just listening to the Beatles and trying to relive that song.
No. And I was like shaking him off.
And maybe you were trying to relive Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I told him I wasn't interested. And then he started arguing with me about the fact I wasn't interested. And then he kept contacting me, but at this point he'd got in touch with me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything. And then I blocked him, and then he had a go at me for blocking him on those things. And then I was like, it's really disconcerting how much he's still trying to contact me.
I think the first thought that comes into my head, how does he have the time for this?
Out of work actor. Got paid quite well for doing adverts, so I believe.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Which advert?
He did a Heineken one years ago.
Okay.
But he told me how much he got paid for them. That was him bragging.
Really?
And
yeah, you get quite
Can I
a
just
lot.
Say, I don't want to give any. I don't want to give away who this guy is.
No.
Oh, I wanted to give
no,
away.
His name is... His name's John McNulty, and I don't think we should say
not,
that.
It's not. It's not. I'm not going to say who it is. But anyway, so he kept contacting me. It got really annoying. My mum was worried because he knew where I lived. And then my mum helped me with the deposit so I can move house. But then 3 months later, in the March, I was at work doing a weekend shift reading the news. And then I finish my bulletin, I look at my phone, I've got a video message. I'm like, what's this? And it's him. And he's recorded himself listening to me reading the news while driving, which is illegal, and saying, like, I
know
that voice.
That's the least of your worries right now, the legality of that.
And he's like, I know that voice. And then he sent me another one.
Hold on.
As well. It really
Basically,
freaked me out.
This guy forced you to move flat. It got that
bad.
Yeah,
I was going to say. Yeah, you moved because of him.
Well, I wasn't happy there anyway, but I felt uncomfortable knowing that he knew where I lived.
Well, I
he lived not
I
far
hope
away.
You're much happier at 22 The Pavement in Clapham. Oh, shit.
Not my address.
John McNulty is not his name, and 22 The Pavement is not her address. Gosh, do you know what? When we talked about this in the office, I thought this was a light-hearted...
No, I was scared. I was
must have been scared. But do you know what I find also fascinating is the unwieldy ego of men that they cannot accept a woman has said no.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I'm sometimes very embarrassed for my gender. Well, can I just ask you on behalf of... I'm a deeply flawed man, but on behalf of the deeply flawed men that want to do better, can I ask you to give men another chance?
I haven't given up on men completely.
This is a David Soul song. Don't give up on us, I know. We can still come through. We're going to play that later. It's not really a breakup. Actually, it might be a breakup song. David Soul, look it up. Victoria Bourne. The Bourne supremacy, as ever. Thank you very much. We'll see you at 8:30. I'm a little bit rattled for you there, mate.
I'm over it now.
I know, but like people hear you read the news, they don't realise you're a lovely, sensitive wee soul, right? And I'm just... There's the Punjabi dad in me that wants to track this guy down and give him proper Glaswegian Punjabi treatment. Because I'm a Glaswegian Sikh. I get to carry two knives. Okay, that's a quasi-religious cultural joke, but can I just say... Don't carry knives. Thank you very much, Victoria. Bilal, that was quite full on, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a light-hearted, fun...
She's a light-hearted, fun person.
But we're all depressed now.
Yeah. Can you cheer us up with your Tinder stories?
Well, this is the thing. I don't... I never installed Tinder because I thought, you know, I thought, what's the... I'm 24 years old. I thought I should be thinking seriously, yes. You know, about life and marriage.
I was
and
a
that.
Dad at your age.
Really?
Yeah. I have a 23-year-old son.
Wow.
I have a son, the same age as you, almost.
Hmm.
I feel really old now.
So I installed... There's alternatives to Tinder.
Yep.
There are Muslim versions of Tinder.
I'd never heard of this. What is this?
Yeah. Should I say what they're called? Is that... Okay, so there's one called Minder. Well, I mean, it says Minder, but I guess it's Minder.
Yeah, but Minder's also the name of my aunt. And I wouldn't want her to set me up with anyone.
So there's another one. Called... I should plug their rival, I guess. I think Muzmatch. Muzmatch.
Muzmatch.
Muzmatch.
I mean, they weren't... I mean, you know.
Yeah.
For an ancient culture with great writing and poetry... And creativity. Muzmatch is the least creative.
I mean, I don't like Tinder anyway as a thing.
There was one called the Islamic Introduction Service, but it became ISIS and nobody really wanted to go online for that. Too soon?
That's IIS.
Yeah, whatever.
I thought you'd done that really quick.
Islamic Introduction Service, IS.
I.
Okay, just move on to your story. That's what you're here for, not to pick through the holes in my material.
So I went on that. I got some matches. I find it very awkward, the whole thing.
When you add another... part of the joy of Tinder is the random nature of it. And I think when you kind of narrow it down... Because I had a friend of mine went on a redheads website. He's obsessed with redheads. Quite a famous stand-up comedian is obsessed with redheads. I'm a little bit obsessed with redheads too. And he went on a redhead website. And when you start narrowing it down, put one filter on it, if you like, it becomes a whole other world. So imagine when you kind of put the Muslim filter on. Minder must have been quite tricky. You must have had some interesting experiences. Did you find anyone?
A few matches.
Yes.
Did they
go anywhere?
This is the problem, culturally and everything, Asians, there's a few weird things, a few things like the caste situation.
Yes.
Some people, I mean, I think it's a lot bigger in India, isn't it? It's a lot more of a
it's
thing. It's more of them. I think, Pakistanis, that's what my background is, care about it less. There were people that wanted to know my caste, for example, and luckily because, my parents aren't, you know, racist. I don't even know what my caste is.
So you asked your caste?
No. So no. I'll ask them later.
No, but were you asked your caste?
Well, was I asked my caste? Sorry. Yeah.
And what did you answer if you don't know what your caste is?
Well, I didn't know. Well, this is the thing. Okay, I'll tell you about a chat that happened. So the girl asked me what my caste is. I mean, that was like the first thing after how are you, you know? And I said I didn't know what to say, and then I said, "What's yours?" And she said, "Jut," which means farmer. And she said, "That's what I am. That means we're farmers." And I didn't know what to say. So, "What's yours?" I said, "Comedian."
It's not one of the better known.
Well, no, this is. And then she went, and then I think she said, "Oh, is that what you do?" And she said, "Are your parents okay with that?" That was the first. That was the kind of tone of the weird chat.
Now that's you can understand where that mindset is coming from.
Yeah, but I've just met the person.
Yeah, but she's already judging your occupation.
Yeah,
yeah. And then what happened?
So where was I? Yeah, and then she asked what my comedian. Yeah, she said, "Are your parents okay with that?" And then she told me she was going to. She was about to study law, or she was studying law. I think she was close to graduating. And obviously her parents would be very happy with that. And then I said, and you know, I got a bit confused. I said, "Oh, law. I thought you were a farmer."
Right.
And I asked if she was leaving the farm to go into law. And that was the end of the chat. A thing pops up where it says you can no longer message this user. And that's as close as I got to getting married.
Are your parents not trying to set you up?
I'm very lucky. I have two brothers. One of them's married with kids. The other one is, I think he's like 31, and he's under pressure.
Okay.
I'm not.
Is he definitely straight?
Yeah.
Okay. Because often, I mean, the reality is,
yeah,
people even think this is a joke. It's not even a joke.
Okay, go
on. But as a man in an Indian household, less so with your generation, but with my generation, if you got to 26 and you weren't married, there would be whisperings in the family that he's a homosexual.
Oh, really?
Aye.
That's the age, 26?
Well, yeah. I had my little brother, because I got married at 21.
Wow.
And I hadn't realised that that would then put pressure on my younger brother, who was like 19, to get married. And my gran, who didn't speak much English, only spoke Punjabi, was badgering my little brother, who's a sensitive wee soul. And what I wanted to say to my gran to shut her up was that he's gay, so just get off his case. He's not. He's married with three kids. But that is, he's gay. Now, the word in Punjabi for gay is quite easily confused for the word for a hermaphrodite.
Right.
Well, it was easily confused for me. So I told my late gran that my little brother was a hermaphrodite. And she didn't sleep for three nights and then told my parents, who beat the bejesus out of me, basically. I was hitting places with implements that... A wooden spoon was broken on my backside at the age of 21 because I said my little brother had both sets of genitalia.
Right.
Have you checked your brother out?
No.
Is he?
I'm not. I mean, no. It's... Okay. I'm not going to get hit by any spoons.
No? You sure? You say that. I got complacent and look what happened to me. Have you ever been to Hull?
I'm doing the Hull Comedy Festival in November, but I've never been before.
Well, I look forward to it. Thank you very much for coming on the show, Mr. Bilal Zafar.
I
look forward to your Edinburgh
me.
Show. What's it called?
My show, can I tell you about
yes.
it now?
Tell me the title now.
The show is called Cakes.
Cakes. We'll find out what it is after some breaks.
Cool.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Oh, fabulous. You look delicious.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£159 per month, 0% APR representative.
I'll take two. Do they come in any other colours?
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative and £159 per month available on Yaris design bi-tone 1.335 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 24 months. £5,843 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
Harry is a tradesman. He's happy that Screwfix has over 470 stores in the UK. Not because he wants to visit them all, but because it means that wherever he finds himself working, there's always one nearby. And if Harry can't get to Screwfix, Screwfix is happy to come to Harry. With next day delivery to his home or on site, 7 days a week, if he orders before 7pm weekdays, 4pm at weekends. Either way, Harry is happy. Those in the know Screwfix.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still a queue on the A14 in the Newmarket area of Suffolk on the westbound side after early problems around 36 for 9 Mar Hill. There's severe delays on Staffordshire's northbound M6 with only one lane open between 12 at Telford and 13 for Stafford South. This is following an accident and a spill of diesel. Queues back to 10 at Wolverhampton. Earlier problems on Cheshire's northbound M6 has left delays from 19 at Knutsford to 21 at Wolston. And there's queues on South Yorkshire's southbound M1. The recovery of an accident continues near Meadow Hall, junction 34 to 33, and one lane's closed. I'm Joanna Adams.
People of Britain, this summer you can save a whole heap of cash on your car insurance and feel... Visit Money Supermarket and you could save up to £250 this summer and feel epic. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
51% of customers could save up to £251 based on Consumer Intelligence March 2016.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Hardeep Singh Kohli on Talk Radio.
Listen, I don't know how to
Hello.
Say this. It's been a while.
It's me.
But I think you knew that.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over.
Just let it go, Adele.
Everything.
It's not happening, mate.
They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much
here. Just, he doesn't want you.
Hello.
I mean...
Can you hear me?
You're making a fool of yourself, mate.
I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be.
Bet you flew business class.
We were younger and free.
Can I just be serious for a moment?
I've forgotten how it felt.
This woman has the ability, in my opinion, to pluck from the ether exactly how it feels to be spurned in love. This... When I split up with an ex-girlfriend, it was a funny thing. I split up. And I was on the other side. And for a year, it was a dirty exit. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't a clean break. And I told her, I said, listen, you've got to move on from me because I'm not doing you any favours. And she did. She moved on from me. And 4 weeks later, I realised that... I'd never meet someone like her. And I phoned her up in tears and told her I loved her and I'd never experienced love like this before and I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her and have children with her. And she said, too late. 4 weeks, Marta. Cass, 4 weeks. So I listened to Someone Like You quite a lot. And then I thought I was over her. And then bloody Adele releases this. And I'm back there again, in tears, on Barnes Road.
How are you?
Just give me a minute.
It's so typical of me to talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you will.
I hope you're awful. I don't want you to be well, because you're not with me. You hear me? Anyway, Bilal.
Hey.
Let's change the subject, because I'm now a little bit upset.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, it's life, isn't it? Just before we talk about your show,
yeah,
I've just got a quick Tinder swipe right, swipe left game for you.
All right,
it's called Muslims or Belgians, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a list of people. Some of them Muslim, some of them Belgian. Tell me which ones you'd go on a date with.
Okay.
Sadiq Khan, Mayor of London.
Yes.
Tintin.
Yeah.
You going on a date with Tintin?
Yeah.
Ice Cube.
No.
From NWA.
No.
Really? Baroness Sidwarsi?
No, I did an event once and she talked too much at the start and then it was delayed, so no.
Fair enough. Eden Hazard?
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
You go on a date with him?
Yeah, he's okay. A good player.
Mo Farah?
Yeah, of course.
Amal Clooney?
Who's that? Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah? And finally, Audrey Hepburn?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've gone for all the Belgians and some of the Muslims.
Yeah, you know.
Typical.
No, but Hazard wait, were they?
They're not Belgian Muslims. There were no Belgian. That would have been too clever. If I could
Hazard,
have found the he's not a Muslim.
I think he is. Is he not? I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
No, because the difference is you know Muslims because they all want to destroy Western civilization. I watch the news. That's what they tell me. Every single of the 1.5 billion Muslims in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Want to destroy civilization. They're all terrorists.
And that's not Eden Hazard.
It's not Eden Hazard, no. Because I don't know if you noticed, but this guy, the Nice, the guy that was involved in the Nice massacre.
Yeah.
Right? is apparently a Muslim terrorist. Mm. Now, I don't know how he can be a Muslim terrorist when he's a drinker, he takes drugs. He said he's not linked to any Muslim, but he's a Muslim that committed a crime, ergo Muslim terrorist.
Mm.
Yeah. Breivik killed how many people? He's not a Christian terrorist, is he? He's a lone gunman. Mm. The guy in the nightclub in Orlando was clearly a deeply confused man. Mm. He was displaying homosexual tendencies, yet he becomes a Muslim terrorist. I just don't understand. So the easiest way to deal with it is to listen to the news and everything the news media puts out, which is all Muslims are terrorists. That's the easiest way to deal with it. Are you a terrorist? You're a Muslim.
Well, I guess. I mean, if they all are.
Yeah. That's 1.5 billion people in the world. That's all of Indonesia, all of Malaysia, all of Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Saudi, all the Emirates, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe me. We'll try and find a good news story about a Muslim. Oh, God, it makes me angry. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to stop lecturing you about media bias. And Bilal.
Yeah.
Tell me about your show.
Okay.
Cakes.
My show. So it's my first Edinburgh show, my debut hour. It's called Cakes. It's a story about something that happened on Twitter a little while ago.
Cakes as in cakes?
Cakes.
To eat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll explain. So a little while ago, maybe almost a year ago, the hashtag on Twitter, Boycott Muslim Businesses, began to trend. You know, right-wing thing had started up, little cause. I wasn't paying any attention to it. You follow me on Twitter. My surname, like you know, is Zafar or Zafar. My handle on Twitter, my name on Twitter happens to be Zafar Cakes.
Which is a great play on words.
Thank you.
Jaffa Cakes, for the slow of thinking. Jaffa Cakes.
Now, my brother, who's also on Twitter, and he doesn't have, like, his a profile picture or anything, he thought he'd have a little joke, you know, at my expense, and he did a tweet for the people following the Boycott Muslim Businesses, and he tweeted, "Boycott Zafar Cakes, a cake shop in Bristol that refuses to serve non-Muslims," with the hashtag. Yeah. And then, yeah. That it sort of, well, before I could even reply to him, a lot of people started telling me stuff like, you know, it's a disgrace, this is broken Britain, you need to go back to the Middle East or whatever. So what I did, just by coincidence, I was living in Manchester at the time, and I was in this little, like a hipster cafe, and I was about to eat this little chocolate gingerbread man. And I thought, just to make my brother laugh, I took a picture of it, and I tweeted, "I pay my taxes, so why are people against my cake shop?" And then I also changed my photo to the cake, and that's it. So it went from there, and I went along with it.
Well, see, it's quite interesting, isn't it? Because obviously, when I said the things I said about 1.5, but it's nonsense. Mm-hmm. It's satire.
Yeah,
it's a representation of an altered universe. But I've said that before on stage, and people have pulled me up about it. They've come up to me afterwards and said, either they said, "You can't say that. They're not all terrorists." And went, "Are you nuts? Of course they're not all." And other people have said, "Yeah, I'm glad somebody's finally faced up to it." And it's like,
totally depends where you're gigging.
Yeah, it really does. I'm trying not to do it in Dover, is all I'll say. Listen, you're on my list of must-see shows. Where are you playing in Edinburgh?
The Mash House.
The Mash House at what time?
3:40 every day.
Which is a great slot in Edinburgh, can I just say?
Yeah.
A great slot. I'll be
I'm
there.
Very lucky, yeah.
Zafar, thank you so much for coming on. I look forward to your Zafar Cakes.
Cheers.
Bilal, see what I did there?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's all right, my pleasure. See you soon. Let us know about your Tinder nightmares. Let us know about your feelings towards Islam. No, don't. Because that's what Julie Hartley Brewer is for. Next up, the news with the one and only Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
An investigation into doping at the 2014 Winter Olympics has found the Russian ministry swapped urine samples to cover up positive results. The World Anti-Doping Agency is releasing a huge report into allegations of state-sponsored doping. Professor Richard McLaren is from WADA.
The dirty urine would be disposed of and replaced with clean urine. The protected athlete's clean urine was adjusted for specific gravity by adding table salt or distilled water.
A minute's silence in Nice after Thursday's lorry attack has been marred by booing. Some people jeered at the French Prime Minister, who's been criticised for not doing enough to prevent terrorism. Two people have died from an E. coli infection, which it's thought was caused by salad. Experts are looking into how the outbreak spread, but say no food items have been ruled out. MPs are expected to approve plans this afternoon to spend up to £40 billion updating the UK's nuclear-armed submarines. They'll vote on whether we should renew Trident. Heatwave temperatures have prompted a warning that older people, children and those with health problems could be at risk. Public Health England says we should check on the vulnerable. After spending the hottest day of the year in a new IKEA store, some shoppers spent 3 hours trapped in a car park. Staff at the shop in Reading had to hand out bottled water to people in cars. The weather most places sunny and warm this afternoon. Scotland will be cloudier with some showers in the west, feeling more humid with highs of 29 degrees as more in half an hour.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Hardeep Singh Kohli on Talk Radio.
Do you know how many different ways there are, Marta, to leave your lover? Well, more than 49, but less than 51. Did you know that? Yeah, baby, that's why I'm here.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover.
I was on an aeroplane once, and it was the pilot's last day doing that route. And the safety announcement, he said, do listen to the safety announcement, because unlike the song, there's not 50 ways to leave this aeroplane. And it was hilarious. It's a great song. We're playing these songs because we'd like to know about how, in the light of Gwyneth and Chris, you might leave your lover. How might you do that? At the back, Jack. Plan Stan. Coy Roy. Not a single non-Christian name mentioned in this song. And then they wonder why we react the way we do.
Just drop off the key and set yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me.
I might say kiss her on the gob, Rob. Intern Rob's in.
Hello, I'm back.
He's back.
Yes,
this time
I'm
it's
back.
Personal. This time you need to be a little less cocky?
Maybe. Maybe, if you're lucky.
See, that answer itself is the cockiest answer you could hope for. We've got, on the line, we've got someone from Hull Tourist Board. But I want you, before we go to Phil Batty, who is the director of marketing, no less, for the City of Culture, will you regale him with a poem about Hull, please, Rob the intern?
I can. This one's more lighthearted than the other one, actually. Ready?
Okay, do you know what, mate?
You can interrupt me when I'm about to start again as well, if you want.
Okay, see when they've got a jingle that says, join Rob the intern, then you can tell me what to do.
This is true.
Right, come on, you cocky little so-and-so. Once. And I'll interrupt you whenever I want. Okay, just so that we're clear.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, great.
Go.
One time.
Whenever I want. Do you know what I mean? Any time I want.
I knew you were going to do that, though.
Yeah, but that's what makes it worse, isn't it? You know it's going to happen, right? This time, yeah?
Yeah. One time and my luck was down. And
I can even interrupt you half the way through.
Right, I'm really all the way first line now. Everyone knows what's coming.
What I've done is created Radio Genius, so do you know what I mean? In the balance. Right, this time go for it.
Right. One time when my luck was down and nothing in the fridge, I hatched an evil, cunning plan to sell the Humber Bridge. a lonely looking tourist I did carefully select, but with my cursed rotten luck, I never did collect.
Who wrote that?
I don't know. It's I just sort of pulled it from. But they said use it whenever you want. But they gave no author, which is a shame because it's lovely, isn't it?
Because that covers a couple of things we're talking about today. Fridge. I want to know what's in the contents of your fridge. Send me a photograph. Tweet us a photograph, and I will tell you what to cook. And the other thing, point of contention, Rob, you should have done your research. The Humber Bridge is technically not in Hull.
No, I actually Wikipedia'd it, and I was like,
really?
Yeah.
It's a single-span suspension bridge stretching an enormous 2.2 kilometres with towers just over 155 metres tall. Did you know that?
Well, funny, if there aren't that many poems about Hull you can find. So I was really, you know, I saw this and I was like, you know, it'll
it's
do.
It's actually quite a lovely poem.
It's quite nice. I quite like
okay.
it.
Even better when you're being interrupted, I think.
Mm.
Right, Rob the Intern, clear off. Thank you very much. That's Rob the Intern, ladies and gentlemen, giving you poetry. Now I've got Phil Batty, Director of Marketing for City of Culture. Phil, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
How are you, sir?
I'm really good, thank you. It's very sunny up here in Hull.
Oh, it's glorious down here too in London, although it's chucking it down to my hometown of Glasgow where I left this morning at 5 o'clock. What did you think of that poem? It was quite a nice poem, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it captured, I think, that kind of mischievous, playful spirit of the city. So, no, it was very, very good.
Well, now, I've had a bit of an obsession with Hull since I played. There's a comedy club there down by the docks called Fruit. And I had a lovely gig there, lovely folk. And I've always thought, I'm always fascinated by a place like Hull, which is the end of a line, the kind of terminus. When you get to Hull train station, the trains stop. There's no through trains. And I think that creates a sense of the place. What are you, a Hull born and bred?
Yep, Hull born and bred. Lived here all my life, and very proud to be from here. But yeah, I know Fruit very well. It's lived just round the corner from it, and it's a great space because you get comedy, you get theatre, you get dance, and it's just, I think, a sign of the emerging cultural sector that's coming out of the city right now.
Well, I have to say, I mean, I think it's one of the most exciting cultural sectors. It reminds me a little bit of the Northern Quarter in Manchester, because it's again enclosed by the marina, and it's just a great restaurant. There's that great restaurant around the corner from Fruit, great bars and all the rest of it, which is an astonishing turnaround for a city that was once voted as being the worst in the UK.
I think there's that real confidence in the city at the minute. So the restaurants you've talked about, the new venues that are opening, there's that real sense of can do, let's create, let's make it happen. And I think UK City of Culture, as an ambition in 2017, something to aim towards, has really ensured that everybody's going to make the most of this and really kind of capitalise on this opportunity to change people's perceptions of what Hull is and what Hull can offer them, whether that's as a visitor, a performer, or if they want to come live up here.
See, it's interesting. There was a degree of, I think, consternation wouldn't be too strong, Phil, when Hull was granted the status of City of Culture. But being as I am from Glasgow, I remember when Glasgow got City of Culture in 1990. To be honest, it isn't necessarily about recognition of what the city is. It's much more about the potential and the aspiration of the city. And it's a dynamo to take the city forward.
These titles, they go to cities like Hull because they go to cities that have that drive and determination to change themselves and to evolve and to grow. And I think, you know, you're right, Glasgow was incredible at kind of setting that initial bar. And then obviously Liverpool, Derry in 2013. And I think as the reputation, particularly of UK City of Culture, grows, we're going to see every 4 years this incredible transformation happen in different cities throughout the UK.
What was the spark that created this change in Hull? Because it was a city that, you know, I mean, particularly since the, I know it's kind of, Grimsby is much more the port town, but they're all very much linked around there. And the change in status in Hull kind of handed between, you know, sort of on Humber side then over to the East Riding, and that kind of change in status can't have done much for the confidence of the city.
I think a number of things happened at once. You had the investment of Siemens in terms of the renewable energy work they're doing off the Humber. You had a real sense that new venues were opening, that there was a commitment to revitalise the Fruit Market area, which is rapidly becoming the new cultural quarter of the city. So I think all these things happened in 2013, one after the other. And it kind of gave that confidence that made everyone want and have that hunger for this title, so that we could really use it as an opportunity to celebrate, given it's 365 days of culture next year. there's really going to be enough space within that year for so much in terms of dance, music, comedy, performance, spectacle, that it kind of felt right and it felt like it was our time.
Well, I mean, I have to say, one of the highlights of my touring life as a stand-up was having studied Godber at university and just sort of loving that voice, that unique voice, to come to Hull Truck and to stand on that stage. I'm getting goosebumps still just thinking about that. It was an incredible experience for, you know, kind of a new stand-up like me. It's a great resource in the city and it's loved up there, isn't it?
Hull Truck Theatre, considering the journey and evolution it's gone on from starting out as a, you know, a touring company with a truck through to Spring Street, through to that incredible building that they're in now, which seats, you know, 430 people and has incredible productions year-round, great receiving work and music and comedy in that. Yeah, there's a definite love for Hull Truck, and their new artistic director, Mark Babich, is really driving the venue forward, and we're very excited about what they're looking to programme next year.
Are you finding a return to Hull from people that have left? Because again, for me, the House Martins were one of the iconic bands, if you like, of my growing up, and I was listening to Hull for London Nil just a few months ago, and for a 30-year-old album, I mean, particularly in the politics of it, it's still very live and active today. Are people returning to Hull in that? I mean, I know Paul Heaton never left the area, did he?
I think one of the things you said at the start about being Hull at the end, Hull being at the end of the line, actually, it has got such strong connections to so many different cities and Europe that we've found that so many people have done incredible things here, gone to other cities, gone to other countries, created new work. Some people come back, some people visit, and actually we've got this fantastic Hull alumni that are spread all over the world.
Can I just suggest we rebrand them to Hullumni? Hullumni.
I'm sure the University of Hull will be quick on your heels. In
my niece is actually at Hull University studying law just now, so I'm going to come down and see her. I'm just wondering what the highlights for you now. I mean, it's difficult for you, kind of being the director of marketing. You can't show a preference, but there must be things that you're advertising and marketing that you know are exciting, that are going to really create a buzz. What would be your highlights for next year?
Well, later in September, we launched the first full season of the year. So that will be kind of some of the more hero events across the year, from how we'll open the year to the year-long programme with Hull Truck. And such forth. But I think what I'm really looking forward to showing people is just the whole discovery of the city, whether that's walking and exploring the marina, having a drink or a pint in the old town, going into some of the fantastic parks, the museum quarter. What's great about marketing Hull is if you came tomorrow, there's so much to see and do. And all we're doing in 2017 is adding extra energy and enthusiasm on top of that.
Do you know the one thing you're missing from next year, Phil?
Yep.
Is the World Curry Festival. How would you like the World Curry Festival to be in Hull next year?
I'm sure if you came up, I can show you some great curries here already.
I'm going to bring the entire World Curry Festival to Hull next year. If you're up for it, get in touch.
Drop me a text and we'll find a venue, and I will certainly be there to eat a good curry.
Let me tell you, I know Hull has had a bit of a rough time off people, particularly the worst city in the world, in the UK rather. But invariably I find those sorts of statements are made by people that have never been there. I've always found the warmth and the welcome in Hull second to none. You've got some great theatrical history, some great writing. But more than anything, a city isn't its architecture, it isn't its marina, it's its people. And that's what makes Hull exceptional. I wish you the very, very best of luck with that. I have absolutely no doubt it's going to be a cracking year for the city of Hull. Phil Batty, Director of Marketing for City of Culture.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Builders, joiners, tradesmen, lend me your ears. You want lots of stock on the shelf? Well, Selco's got it. You want trade brands? Selco's got it. Trade prices too? Yep, Selco's got it. A massive range and huge stocks of trade-branded building materials all at great trade prices. Selco's got it. See selcobw.com to find your nearest branch. Got it?
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch & Bolingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNCs apply. Advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
It was great in the early days. We were on a roll. But now, it's just not working. I need to maintain a healthy distance. So, I'm going to dump you. All four of you.
Which tyres did you want, mate?
The new Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3 will help you stop shorter on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear, made to feel good.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The southbound M1 through South Yorkshire is still very heavy near Meadowhall after early problems at Junction 34. There's a hefty queue on the northbound M6 in Cheshire between 19 at Knutsford and 21 at Wolston after earlier problems there. There's still severe delays on Staffordshire's northbound M6 through the four lanes around 12 for Telford are out of action following a spill of diesel. Queues back to Junction 10. You can't leave the northbound M1 in Leicestershire at 23A for the A42. That's because of an overturned lorry. And through Stratford St Mary, the A12 is very heavy north around Junction 30 where there's an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Hardeep Singh Kohli on Talk Radio.
Sometimes it's over long before it's over.
I will not make the same mistakes that you did.
And you learn.
I will not let myself cause my heart so much misery. I will not break the way you did. You felt so hard. I've learned the hard way to never let it get that.
And sometimes all you need is Kelly Clarkson, you know? Barcelona Marta singing along to that, which is rather apt, Barcelona Marta, isn't it?
I love this song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
She was on one of those pop idol shows, wasn't she? Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, I think
she?
It was American Idol.
But I have to say, she's become the modern day queen of the power ballad.
Yes.
You are now going to share with us your Tinder nightmare story, aren't you?
I am, yeah, I am indeed.
What happened? Why are you on Tinder anyway, lovely woman like you?
Well, I'm not on Tinder anymore, I've got to say, because I'm really tired of it.
Did you find anyone?
I found this guy from the story that I'm about to tell now.
Okay.
And this happened about a year ago, so July last year.
Am I right in saying, Marta, you're quite a trusting, open soul, aren't you?
Yeah, Yeah.
You see the best in people rather than the worst, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
That's why you like me. It's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell me what happened with this guy.
So I met him. You know his profile. He was like the perfect guy for me. He was very attractive. We had similar interests, like similar hobbies.
What your hobbies? What were interests? Just in case if there's anyone listening. You're single now, aren't you?
I am single now.
Right. Just in case there's anyone's listening. Do you know what I mean? What you're single? It's Tinder Talk Radio. What are your interests?
My interests. I mean, to be fair, and this is something I've discovered through dating, I think that I'm a really boring person.
I can tell you you're not, for a fact. But tell me what your interests are.
So, I like reading. I like going to comedy gigs. I like going to small music gigs, the theatre. I just like being out and about, really. But I also love...
That's boring. I think that's really quite exciting.
Well...
All the things
not
I like.
Not many people agree.
Well, of course I'm going to agree. Apart from doing half of those things, I like doing the other half.
Yeah.
Apart from actually participating, right. So, what happened with this guy?
So, we went for a first date. The first date was perfect. I went home and I told my flatmate,
Where did you go? Where did you go?
We went to this, because he's from Germany. He's German.
Oh, mate.
And,
Yeah, mate.
I've got a thing for Germans, I got to say.
You got a thing for Germans?
Yeah. But anyway, so we went to this German bar in the city and we had a very nice time. It was great at the end of the night. He didn't walk me home, but he walked me to the bus stop.
Snoggy, snoggy? Snoggy, snoggy?
No, just one kiss.
On the lips?
Yes.
Tongues?
I'd rather not say.
What?
Well, that's a yes, then.
That's a yes. Yeah. Cass has got it. Cass is on the
sure
money.
I could say that on the radio, but yeah. So we had, I think it was 3 dates. It was going great. And then he dropped the bomb. I think I'm falling in love with you. And I was like...
But hold on a minute, mate. Hold on a minute, Marta Smarta.
Yes?
You went home after the first date and said to your flatmates, this is the one.
Yeah, but he really wasn't. Like, he just,
no, but
like,
after date 3, he says he thinks he's falling in love with you. Surely that should make you happy.
No, because I wasn't feeling the same way. Also,
oh,
it was,
man,
going like
Marta,
really,
mate,
really
is
fast.
Is it any wonder we don't know how to read you, women? You confuse us.
I know, but let me just say that he said that after a really weird date in which we'd gone for dinner and he did not say a word through dinner because he was like, "Oh, I'm just very tired." So I was like, "Hang on, we've spent 2 really awkward hours at a restaurant." Having a lovely dinner in which you haven't said a word. And now you say that you're falling in love with me. How? You're not even talking to me. How can you be in love with me? Anyway, after that, he said, I just really miss my mom. And I think you could take care of me the way my mom would. And I was like, I need to run away from you because I'm not your mom. I'm not going to take care of you as if I were your mom.
He said that to you?
He said that to me. And he was like, yeah, it's just, you know, I really miss my mom and you know, you remind me of her in some ways. And I was like, well, then I don't want, no. I thought that was really weird.
Should I tell you one of my favourite jokes that is relevant?
Go for it.
Mrs. Goldstein and Mrs. Epstein are sitting on a bench in Golders Hill Park in North London. And Mrs. Epstein says, are you okay, Mrs. Goldstein? He goes, well, you know, I have problems with my son, Solomon. Solly, what's wrong with Solly? Is he drinking? And he's not drinking, he's having issues, he's been to see the therapist. Well, what did the therapist say? Well, the therapist says he's got a complex, like Oedipus complex or something. Ah, Oedipus, Schmoedipus. As long as he loves his mama, he'll be fine. That's a very funny joke. Thank you very much.
I think it's funny.
Are you? Do men find you mumsy? Do they find you maternal? Or is that just him?
I think it was just him. I really hope it was just him.
How did you break it off?
That's what I was going, because that's not the end of the story.
I thought you might want breastfed or something. That would have been weird.
No. But anyway, so I thought, well, this is not going anywhere, because I wasn't in the same place he was. And so I met him at Covent Garden for coffee. And I was like, look, I really need to talk to you, because I don't think this is going anywhere. And also,
can I just say, Marta,
yes,
you know I said earlier on you've got an open soul and you're almost too lovely for this world. Right, most people would have done it by text.
Yeah, my flatmates told me to do it by text, but I was like, it's not fair, you know.
But see, this is, you are hoist by your own petard. You are the architect of your own downfall. You meet the guy for coffee and...
And I said to him, because this was true, I went to Spain for a few months after that, just because I wanted to...
To escape him?
No, not to escape him, but because I needed a break.
To find my proper mother.
And he said to me, well, why are you going to Spain? And I was like, you know what, my rent contract finishes next month and I just want to go home for a bit. And he said, well, if what you have is a financial problem, I've got a solution for you. You move in with me, you are my girlfriend, you take care of me and I'll support you financially.
After 3 dates?
Yeah, that was technically the fourth date, which wasn't a date because I was breaking it up. So yeah, so I was like, well, thank you, but no, I'm not interested in you.
How old are you, Marty? Like 23 or something, aren't
you? I'm 24.
Right?
Yeah.
This is really interesting.
Yeah.
Well, because I was married at 21. I never had like relationships like through my 20s and most of my 30s. Mm-hmm. And I always imagined like you guys were out having a great time without any of this heavy business.
You know, I know.
Bilal was saying the same sort of nonsense.
I know.
You know, poor Victoria with a stalker.
Yeah, it's insane.
Did it put you off dating?
A little bit, yeah. Because it doesn't end here. The story.
Well, we're
going
to have to hear more about this in the last hour.
We will.
We're going to keep the listeners hanging on. It's Hardeep Singh Kohli on Talk Radio. Have you got a Tinder nightmare story? Let us know. 0844 499 1000 or text Talk and your Tinder nightmare story to 87222.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Harry is a tradesman. He's happy that Screwfix has over 470 stores in the UK. Not because he wants to visit them all, but because it means that wherever he finds himself working, there's always one nearby. And if Harry can't get to Screwfix, Screwfix is happy to come to Harry. With next day delivery to his home or on site, 7 days a week, if he orders before 7 p.m. weekdays, 4 p.m. at weekends. Either way, Harry is happy. Those in the know, no Screwfix.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Ever wonder what your pets get up to when you're not at home?
Here's the thing, Chloe, you're a cat. And no offense, but people don't really love cats as much as us dogs.
Duke, I could really care less.
You check out like 80% of songs online, and they're about dogs. How much is that doggy in the window? And how about this classic? What if I stream a little bit of this? You're nothing but a hound dog. Oh, what is wrong with this internet?
Download to your heart's content. Switch to super reliable Sky broadband. Sky. Believe in better. Sky network areas only. Check your speed at sky.com. Further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Hardeep Singh Kohli here, Talk Radio. I've just had a tweet in from Ruth in Salt Lake City. That's how international this programme is. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about your favourite ice cream flavours and wacky ice cream flavours. We're going to get part two of Marta's Tinder Nightmare. Dun, dun, dun. And more songs based on breakups. All this and so much more. Let us know what you think. Text Talk to 87222. Give us a call, 0844 499 1000, or tweet us at Talk Radio. I'm Hardeep Singh Kohli. I give you love. I give you ice cream. I give you Tinder. But most of all, I give you with the news headlines, Miss Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Hardeep. Coming up, Russia swap urine samples to cover up doping. MPs to vote on Trident renewal and two dead after eating infected salad.
Talk Radio.
A new report has uncovered the lengths Russia's Ministry of Sport went to in order to cover up positive drug results. Cover-ups at the 2014 Winter Olympics include freezing clean urine samples, transporting them to a testing lab and then swapping them. Professor Richard McLaren is from the World Anti-Doping Agency.
It enabled Russian athletes to compete while doping, so competing dirty, being certain that their samples would be reported as clean.
French ministers have been booed as they arrived in Nice for a minute's silence in memory of the 84 people killed in last week's terror attack. There have been calls for Prime Minister Manuel Valls and President François Hollande to resign as confidence in the government to combat terrorism has fallen to a new low. The lorry driver, who was affiliated with the Islamic State group, was not known to security services before targeting Bastille celebrations. MPs will vote later on plans to spend up to £40 billion updating the UK's nuclear-armed submarines. The Defence Secretary Michael Fallon's warned politicians not to gamble with the country's security. Labour is deeply split on the issue. Shadow Foreign Secretary Emily Thornberry will abstain from the ballot. She's told Talk Radio she thinks there are better options to tackle terrorism.
Against the background of what happened in Nice, it does remind us about what the current immediate threats are. There is no way that nuclear weapons help us with that. But that's not to say that, you know, that there may not be a place for them, but there are cheaper options than the most expensive option that the government is deciding to go for.
A man who raped and murdered a teenage girl 34 years ago has been jailed for life. 56-year-old James Warnock strangled Giuliani in her own home in North London in August 1982. Police cracked the case using DNA matching techniques which hadn't been invented at the time of the murder. Two people have died from an E. coli infection, believed to be linked to eating mixed salad leaves. Public Health England is investigating an outbreak which has affected 151 people so far, mainly in the southwest. And police are asking Pokemon Go players not to call 999 to complain about the augmented reality game. The Gloucestershire Force says it's given someone words of advice after they complained to them by calling 999.
Somebody stole my Pokemon.
Right, why is that a 999 call?
Because it's really bad. Like, I was trying to get a Pikachu.
You do realise that you're stopping someone with a life or death emergency about a Pokemon.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Most places sunny and warm this afternoon. Scotland will be cloudy with some showers possible in the west. Feeling humid with highs of 29 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. New Chelsea manager Antonio Conte says winger Juan Cuadrado will be part of his future plans at the club. The Colombia international arrived at Stamford Bridge after an impressive showing at the 2014 World Cup, but since failed to make an impact. He was loaned to Juventus last season, where he scored four goals in 28 appearances. Wales forward Gareth Bale has made the 10-man shortlist for UEFA's Best Player in Europe award. Bale's Real Madrid teammate Cristiano Ronaldo is the favourite to win, with Lionel Messi, Antoine Griezmann and Luis Suarez also nominated. England cricket captain Alistair Cook admits inexperience played a part in his side's defeat to Pakistan. The tourists secured victory in the first test after a 75-run win at Lord's. A spirited effort in the middle order gave England hope, chasing 283 to win, but they were eventually bowled out for 207 on day four. Finally, on to rugby union, and Leicester have announced the appointment of England international Tom Youngs as club captain for next season. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio. Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Hardeep Singh Kohli on Talk Radio.
I want you to know.
Oh my God.
That I'm happy for you.
She's not.
I wish nothing but the best for you both.
That's just not true.
I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that she gave every day was a way for the naked eye for him to be open wide.
You know way. I love this song. Such a sexy breakup song. Slightly stalkerish. Seems rather apt, Victoria Bourne, doesn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm here to remind you. Since you went away. Now, I remember hearing this song in the early 90s in Canada. And the video was amazing. She came out of nowhere. It was the days before the internet. So you just had to sit and watch the Canadian version of MTV for this to come on again. I was obsessed with this song. I came back to London 6 months later. This album was everywhere. An incredible album. And what does she have in common with Morgan Freeman and Alanis Morissette?
They're both famous.
They both played God in a film.
Oh.
She was God in that brilliant film with Will Damon and thingy. It was a great film. I will remember it. Now, ice cream. I was going to talk to you about ice cream, Victoria Bourne, but you're lactose
intolerant.
I'm lactose indifferent. So what do you do when it comes to ice cream?
Give it a miss.
Really?
Yeah, I tend to go for sorbet generally, unless they have something nice and special. So if they've catered to people like me or vegans.
Vegan ice cream is rubbish, though.
Well, you say this, but I went on holiday to... Well, I've just heard you, yeah. I went on holiday to Italy a couple of years ago, and you know how they're famous for their gelato?
Yes.
They had a soya version, which was... They had a hazelnut flavour and a chocolate flavour, and they were amazing.
Okay, I'm going to tell a story about me, the Chippendales and Nutella ice cream.
Wow.
Later on.
Is this broadcast suitable?
It's broadcast suitable. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the voice of the news and ice cream of a non-lactose variety. Victoria Bourne. Thank you, Victoria. Always a pleasure, never a chore. Talking of ice cream, we've got coming up Bridget, who's the owner of Gelateria Danieli, experts on Italian ice cream. Good afternoon, Bridget.
Good afternoon.
You must be very busy today.
We're rammed.
Rammed in the main room.
We are rammed.
Now,
it's all good though.
It's all good. Do you have, so you're a specialist in Italian ice cream, yeah?
Yes.
Which is very milk based.
Not all. I was just listening to what Victoria was saying
yes.
about being in Italy, and we make a lot of non-dairy gelato as well.
Oh, really? Where are you?
We are based in Richmond.
Okay, Richmond, just outside London, as I like to say. Now, you've got some bizarre flavours, haven't you, of ice cream? Unusual?
Yeah, we have. We play around with different flavours. We mainly make our really bizarre ones for event companies.
What's the weirdest you've had to make?
Oh, can I tell you a story about weird ice cream?
Please do, that's why you're here.
To entertain everyone, all things ice cream. So we were supplying quite a well-known event company that I'm not going to mention. And the head chef there used to text me and say, could we have, you know, we're doing this for dinner or we're doing this as a theme. Could we have X, Y, Z? Fine. And I'd go away and play around and come up with a flavor suggestion for them. And one day he said to me, could I have smoked salmon and sushi ginger ice cream?
Gary is what my sushi ginger's. Yeah, that's a bizarre combination.
Bizarre.
Did you make it?
I think they were. I did. I think they were serving it with a savoury dish, and I had a guy working for me, a lovely guy called Victor from South America, and he had never tasted smoked salmon before. So what I did was I mixed it all up, and then I put it in the machine, and I said to him, "Okay. You're going to take the ice cream out of the machine, but I need you to taste it."
Right.
So it was coming out of the machine, and then he got a teaspoon and tasted it, and he did. You know, like that lemon gagging face that people do?
Yeah, my mum does that face whenever I do anything that displeases her. I know it well. It's about 17 times a day.
The poor guy. He was ruined.
Really?
He was ruined for the rest
you
of the day.
You ruined
yeah.
a South American for a day.
I did.
Well done.
Sorry. Hey.
So, was it a nice... Did you taste the ice cream?
Yeah, I did.
Was it nice?
It was different.
Well, see, the issue there is, do you have to have sugar in an ice cream? I suppose you do for the custard, don't you?
Well, yeah, you do. You do and you don't.
Because what you could have done was actually use the Gary, use the pickled ginger, which has a certain sweetness to it. You could have blitzed that and used that as the base of the sweetness.
Yeah, we did try that.
Did it not work? Also, it tends to split the milk, ginger.
Yeah, it's just...
A nightmare.
It was about 6 years ago and I can still remember it.
Well, I'm just going to read you through a list of some bizarre ice creams that are available around and about. Breast milk ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not sure how I feel about that one.
Well, I just like to keep you abreast of the different ice creams that were about. Okay. ricotta, chocolate and black pepper. I think that's a lovely ice cream. I think
that's nice.
Ricotta and lemon one. And black pepper would be a really nice ice cream to go with your smoked salmon ice cream. Coronation chicken ice cream. This is Gelupo.
No one needs that.
Well,
no one needs that, do they?
No, I don't think they do. Although, having said that, my favourite ice cream of all time was bacon and eggs ice cream at the Fat Duck.
Oh,
Yeah, epic.
Absolutely incredible. They come and stand and make it at the table in front of you. It's brilliant. Malbec and berry ice cream. I'm not a big fan of Malbec, to be honest.
We've done a mulled wine one at Christmas.
How was that?
So similar, using red wine base. Really delicious.
Oh, I tell you what would be really a lovely good. Christmas ice cream would be orange and clove ice cream.
Do you want to come and work for me?
Yes. I make an orange and clove martini. It's a Christmas martini.
Amazing.
Which is really lovely.
Love that.
Basil and chili is another one. Blue cheese and walnut. I'm not uninterested
in. No. The walnut bit was all right. It was the blue cheese section that
really? Green grass ice cream?
What, after you just mowed your lawn? I know. I don't know what to do with all that.
I wonder what marijuana ice cream would be like.
Oh, I mean, it would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, from a flavour point of view rather than anything else, not that I'm encouraging anyone. Obviously, that's an illegal Class C drug, and I can't encourage anyone to use it or indeed to make ice cream from it. Horseradish ice cream.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, tahini ice cream.
Spicy. The what, sorry?
Tahini ice cream, sesame seed paste.
I've done that. It's really delicious.
Quite cloying tahini at the best paste. Of time anyway. Do you know what I mean? It's quite nice and nice. I tell you, I had a lovely ice cream once. I had, what was it? Is now, okay, so this is what it was. It was in a place called St. Alban, which used to be in Haymarket in London. Great restaurant. And the head chef there was Francesco Mazzarai, who went on to Lanima in the city. Mm-hmm. He did a carpaccio of pineapple with an olive oil ice cream.
Yeah, olive oil ice cream is delicious.
Absolutely.
We do that. We do olive oil and vanilla.
But I don't suppose you can have an extra virgin olive oil because the pepperiness would cut through too much, wouldn't it? Do you use an extra virgin?
No, because you're balancing it out with sugar.
You are.
So you need something quite peppery.
Now, there is something, at home, it's incredibly difficult to make the ice creams you make at the gelateria because they're, do you know what I mean? It's a scale thing as much as anything else and an expertise thing. But is it easy for people to make ice cream at home?
It is. It's a slightly different process. So Italian gelato, they used to make an egg custard and make their ice cream that way, but no one does anymore.
Right.
And so we don't make an egg custard base. So it's less rich in flavour. And it also means that you're not dealing with this whole egg thing. I mean, we've seen a completely different customer choice over the last couple of years because everyone seems to be allergic to everything now.
Yes.
And if you don't have an allergy, actually, you're quite special.
I clearly am very special then.
You don't have one?
I don't have a single allergy.
Perfect.
I'm only allergic to bad food.
Yeah, me too.
So listen, I'm going to suggest this.
You can make it at home. Yeah,
Bridget, I'm going to come and do a pop-up with you, a pop-up ice cream day in Richmond.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and we're going to send some up to Talk Radio. It's going to be the Talk Radio Gelateria Danieli. Ice cream pop-up day. We'll do it. We'll try and do it live.
And we'll do some cool flavours.
Yes,
let's do it.
We can. Now, thank you very much for joining us, Bridget. And listeners, you must have suggestions for ice creams that you've never seen before or weird flavours that you've had before. Let us know. Text TALK and your message to 87222 or tweet us at TALK Radio.
TALK Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
TALK Radio. We'll get you talking.
Harry is a tradesman. He's happy that Screwfix has over 470 stores in the UK. Not because he wants to visit them all, but because it means that wherever he finds himself working, there's always one nearby. And if Harry can't get to Screwfix, Screwfix is happy to come to Harry. With next day delivery to his home or on site, 7 days a week, if he orders before 7 p.m. weekdays, 4 p.m. at weekends. Either way, Harry is happy. Those in the know, no Screwfix.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months.
Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Now at TradePoint, 3 for £33 on selected Leyland trade paint. Offer ends 25th of August. In store only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
TradePoint. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the northbound M1 through Leicestershire towards 23A at the A42, where the exit slip roads close to the recovery of an overturned lorry. There's still severe delays on Staffordshire's northbound M6. Three of the four lanes between 12 for Telford and 13 for Stafford South are out of action. The motorway's been resurfaced. Congestion back to 10 at Wolverhampton. Surrounding routes very busy. Through Essex, the A12 in Marks Tay is struggling north after earlier problems. And Cornwall's A30 through Bodmin's very busy this afternoon between Calliwith and Priest Cross because of roadworks. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Hardeep Singh Kohli on Talk Radio.
I love this song. Passenger, it's just a genius, this man. Just an absolute genius. Just listen to this, beautiful.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go.
Do you know what, Marta?
And you let her go.
I let her go. She's gone. Beautiful song. Give that a listen. That entire album is brilliant. He's such a deeply talented man.
Yeah.
He also writes a brilliant song called Feather on the Clyde. Everything he's done.
Yes.
And Holes. Holes is brilliant. Holes is beautiful.
It is.
I love the fact he's a massive success. It just gives me faith in humankind. Are you ready, listeners, for part two of Marta's Tinder Nightmare? Marta, let's just bring the listeners up to speed. So
yes.
You had three dates. The third date, he said nothing through dinner. At the end of it, said you reminded him of his mother.
And he was also falling in love with me.
And he was falling in love with you. Which, listen, I can't criticise any man for that because you are an adorable soul.
Aw, thank you.
Date four, which you should have done by text, being
yes.
The woman of integrity that you are. See, this is why you get into trouble. It doesn't always pay to have integrity in this world. You had coffee with them in Covent Garden, at which point you told him you were leaving because the contract in your flat was running out. You're going back to Barca for a few months.
Yes.
And he suggested you becoming his girlfriend, moving in. And I quote him, you can look after him.
Yes. And in return, he would pay for everything. So I wouldn't have to, like, work or...
Again, I'm up there when we were speaking to Victoria Bourne at the top of the show. Where do men get this sense of entitlement from?
I don't know, and it's so wrong.
It's so wrong. I mean, I am guilty of it as well. So I'm a hypocrite. I'm the biggest hypocrite in the world, but at least I know I'm a hypocrite. But this unwielding patriarchal sense just has to change.
Yeah.
What happened next?
So next I said to him, well, thank you very much for that, but I'm going to pass. I'm not into this. And then he started crying. Don't laugh. Is that, let's just say, it's not funny. Well,
did he start? Did he start sucking his thumb and say, "Mammy, mammy"?
He was close, but no, he started crying. So we were sitting in Covent Garden having a coffee, and he just started crying. And I was like, "Oh dear, what do I do?" Because this is like, he's a very tall man. He's bigger than me. And I was like, I'm making this man cry. I don't know what to do to stop him. People were looking at us. And I was like, they must think I'm a horrible person.
Did breastfeeding cross your mind at that point?
No. No.
I just the breast milk ice cream just made me think of that.
No.
Then what happened?
Then I was like...
You should have just, again, Marta...
I should have just...
Got up and left.
Left, I know. But I was like, I can't leave him here crying. I can't, because...
Well, do you know what? Having said that, if the roles were reversed, I don't think I could leave a woman crying.
Yeah, no. I couldn't leave anyone crying, I think, regardless of their gender. But anyway, so I was telling him, no, it's going to get better, it's fine. You know, I'm not the greatest person in the world. You'll find someone else. And then he was like, hold on a minute. Do you mean that you're going to Spain means that we're not going to see each other anymore and we're not going to talk anymore? And I was like, yeah, well, that's the point. Oh, I was already thinking about next year, you know, how we're going to do it in terms of... And I was like...
But you know what I find scared. A little bit... What I find confusing here, right? A little bit, right? Hmm. Is that both you and Victoria have told stories about men who... I'm guilty of overcommitting.
Yeah.
But a lot of my female friends say that there aren't good men out there who are prepared to commit. There are too many players.
Yes, I get that.
Is it partly that perhaps there's an incompatibility that when you meet someone that wants to commit, it's too much?
I mean, it's not that I don't want to commit, but 3 dates moving with me, that's too fast. That's too fast.
It says the woman that went back to her flatmates on the date one and said, this is the one.
Yeah, but it's just because we had a really, really, really good first date.
So how long ago was this?
That was a year ago. Exactly a year ago.
And
that
then
was...
did what happened?
So after this, so he was crying in Covent Garden and I was like trying to make him feel better. And he was going to Holborn Station and I was going to Holborn Station as well to get the bus. So, I was like, well, I'm going to go get my bus. And he was like, no, I'll walk you to the bus stop. And I was like, there's no need, really. You don't need to walk me to the bus stop. I know where I'm going. You know where you're going. It was just really, really awkward. He walked me to the bus stop.
Did you like wipe his nose and all that of the snot in a motherly way after crying?
No. Right. But he was crying. We were walking to Holborn and he was still crying. And I was like, what? What am I? I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. We got to Holborn Station and my bus was in like 12 minutes or so. And he was like,
no.
I'll wait with you. And I was like, don't wait with me. Please don't.
Weren't you just tempted to get on any bus?
Yeah, that's what my flatmates said later. They were like, you should have gone on any bus. And I was like, I didn't think about that because I was in shock because I had this man in tears and I didn't know what to do. He waited with me for the bus. The 12 most awkward minutes of my life. And then he tried to kiss me. And I was like, you don't get it. He didn't get it. That very same night, he sent me a WhatsApp saying, oh, I'm going to miss you. I didn't reply to that. 2 weeks after that, he sent me a poem in Spanish that he'd written. Which is...
Cass has lost it.
Which is the most hilarious thing I've ever read.
Have you still got the poem?
I've got the poem.
Can you read it for us?
I would have to translate into
English,
though.
I think you should. I think in the last half hour of the program. Oh, God, you got it now. Come on. This is genius.
I need to... can I read it later? Because it's on my Dropbox and I need to find it.
That's fine.
But, yeah.
It's in my Dropbox. You kept it in your Dropbox, you mentalist.
Of course I did. Of course I did. Because it is hilarious. And at that time, it really made me laugh.
No, here's what we're going to do. Rob's going to come and read a translation of the poem because Rob's been reading the poems. Rob, the intern's been reading the poems on the show. We're going to have it translated and Rob's going to come and read it in his posh Kent voice.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this on a serious note.
Mm-hmm.
Has that experience, no doubt that experience, I mean, I got the impression from Victoria that her stalking experience, which is quite serious, you know, she had to move flat.
Yeah, that's way more serious than what happened.
But nonetheless, I think that really changed her outlook and her disposition. And it slightly kills your positivity in the world. How much did this change your way of being? And listeners out there, let us know. Have you had similar Tinder nightmares? I mean, these are both Tinder experiences. Drop us a text, the word talk and your Tinder nightmare to 87222 or tweet us at Talk Radio. Let us know if you've had it. And we won't mention names if you don't want us to mention names. Has it changed how you've approached dating, Marta?
In a way, it did, yes. Because when this happened, I remember I deleted Tinder and I was like, oh, I don't really want to deal with this anymore. And I only got it back 3 months ago. I'm not using it anymore.
How are you meeting people? How are you dating?
I'm not really dating at the moment.
That's terrible.
Because you know what?
It's you're a young woman.
Yes.
At the prime of your life.
Yes.
You're a year older than my son. I'd feel awful if my son wasn't dating for the same reasons as you're not. So, tomorrow's show is Marta Match. We're going to find a match for Marta. On Talk Radio.
Good luck.
Do you like food and cinema and theatre and stand-up comedy and small music gigs?
And brunch. I love going for brunch.
Marta, do you know what? If you were 10 or 15 years older...
Damn it.
I could definitely find you someone. So tomorrow we're going to have Marta Match.
Okay.
Producer Cass through the show. We're going to find a match for my Marta. I don't want you to be a Marta. Marta.
I've heard that one before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But well, it's fine. Still
it's
funny.
Okay. I think we're going to have another breakup song. I think there's only one song that we can possibly do, and it's got to be the Dolly Parton song.
Yeah, let's go.
That's got to be the one, given how he feels, the German feels about you. If we had the Spanish version of this, it would be brilliant.
Yeah.
But we don't. We're just going to have to play the Dolly version of this.
Do you want to play it now?
Right now. Let's right go. Here. Right now. Now, many of you are going to be sick of the Whitney Houston version of this, but this is the original, and it's beautiful.
If I
write you a Spanish poem,
should stay,
want you to be my mother,
I would only be in your way.
It's only 12 minutes. I'll wait for your bus.
So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of the way, and I will always love you. I will always love you. Bittersweet memories, that's all I am taking with me. Goodbye, please don't cry. We both know that I'm not what you need.
And
I have to squeeze the nipples really hard to get that high. The one and only, Dolly Parton. She's amazing. I want to know what your Tinder nightmares are. We're going to carry this over to tomorrow because I'm... Do you know, I began today thinking this would be a lighthearted conversation with a couple of my female colleagues. I am rather perturbed. What is it about men, in the words of Amy Winehouse?
And I wish you joy.
I love the talky bit. Let's have the talky bit.
And happiness.
He clearly didn't. But most of all,
but above all of this,
I want to wait for your bus.
I wish you love.
Because I will always stalk you. Men. Right, on tomorrow's show, in the afternoon, we're going to get a dating expert from the male perspective to explain to the lunkhead men out there how not to be a weird stalker. And while we do that, please welcome back the inimitable, the one and only with the news headlines. It's the Bourne Supremacy herself. It's Miss Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
An independent report says Russia's Ministry of Sport controlled and directed the manipulation of urine samples during the 2014 Winter Olympics. It says Russian security services were involved in a programme to protect the country's drug cheats. Professor Richard McLaren is from the World Anti-Doping Agency.
They developed a method for surreptitiously removing the caps of the bottles for use at Sochi.
As a result, there were no positive samples at the Sochi Games for Russian athletes.
Crowds gathering for a minute's silence in Nice have booed French ministers. Confidence in the government to prevent a terror attack has fallen after the third atrocity to hit France in around 18 months. 84 people died when a lorry crashed into crowds during Bastille Day celebrations. Plans to replace the UK's nuclear-armed submarines will be voted on this evening. MPs are arriving at Parliament for what could be a seven-hour debate. Two people have died of an E. coli infection thought to be linked with eating mixed salad leaves. 151 people have been affected by the outbreak, mostly in southwest England. And a woman has been criticised for calling 999 to tell police she'd had her Pokemon stolen. Gloucestershire Police gave her words of advice on when it's appropriate to call the emergency number. The augmented reality game is not appropriate. The weather: rain across Scotland this evening will clear to leave a dry night across the UK. Lows of 15 degrees, hot and sunny for most tomorrow, showers in the north and west with highs of 30. There's more in half an hour.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off with the Brothers Gold at 7. Don't miss the radio show that always keeps it in the family with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
Then it's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird, it's wonderful, it's unconventional, it's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Hardeep Singh Kohli on Talk Radio.
Now, many of you might not have heard this song, but it's the anthem, the unofficial anthem to the city of Glasgow by a band called the Blue Nile. And it is, for me, the most tragic song about love that didn't make it.
Why did we ever
Tinsel Town is in the rain. It's got a great lyric in this. Do I love you? Yes, I love you, but it's easy come, it's easy go. All this talking, it's only bravado. Genius. From the album A Walk Across the Rooftops by the Blue Nile. Now, in the last half hour, where is the time gone, Marta Smarta? Where's it gone? It's gone, is where it's gone. We're speaking to a man about... I don't know if you've heard this story, it's just so broken today. That, remember the battle bus, the UKIP battle bus, the Project Leave, Project Fear battle bus, that, not Project Fear, Project Leave battle bus, has been bought by Greenpeace, and they're revamping it. We tried to get someone from Greenpeace on to talk about it, but they're a bit up themselves, I think, is the technical term, isn't it? Greenpeace are a little bit... How would you describe them, Cass?
Just unwilling to talk to us. I'd never say that anybody was up themselves.
Unwilling to talk to us. I think up themselves kind of covers it from my perspective. So instead, for a bit of fun, we've got an interior designer on to talk about it. Should we have a chat about that now? Should we do that now? We've got Dean Keyworth, interior designer at Armstrong Keyworth Designs. Hi, Armstrong.
Hello,
Keyworth
how
Designs.
You?
How are you? Very well, sir. What do you make of this?
I think it's a brilliant idea because I was furious about that, you know, the lies on the original bus. So I think it's quite a good way.
Sorry. I just need to explain. Those weren't lies. those were just statements that couldn't be fully followed through. Those were ideas. Those were ideas. Come on. They were lies, weren't they? So it's a brilliant bit of PR on the part of Greenpeace, is it not, to kind of reclaim that idea. And in terms of a wider design concept, the reclamation concept's quite strong, isn't it, Dean?
Yeah, well, funny enough, the closest I've ever come to doing a bus is using reclaimed timber from a 1920s French railway carriage for a dining room floor in Hampstead. But
of course, it would only be in Hampstead, darling, wouldn't it? Only be in Hampstead. NW3 can't get parking. How'd you deliver the wood? But I'm thinking in a wider sense of kind of the spaces, particularly in kind of like the northern quarter in Manchester, the Jewellery Quarter in Birmingham, Finiston in Glasgow, the East End of London, down by the docks in Hull, as we were talking about earlier on. A lot of spaces that had one use are being reclaimed for another.
Yes.
Is that a trend that is continuing?
Oh, yes, definitely. And it's not just in the UK now. You know, it's even going to places like Istanbul. The old docks there are now turning from warehouses to luxury apartments. So it's not just us.
It's not just us. Now, when it comes to pimping the Greenpeace, the ex-Brexit battle bus into the Greenpeace bus, well, how would you go about it? Where would you start? Would you keep it political?
I don't know, I'm an interior designer, I don't know about politics, but just the look of it, I'm looking at a picture of Boris sitting in the inside, and it's really ugly, or it was really ugly when it was the Leave bus. It's all sort of melamine and leatherette seats. So the first thing I'd do would be put in cover the seats in lovely Italian velvet and French brocade
to make a statement about Europe. How about a big plasma screen that folds down from the ceiling to allow Greenpeace campaigners to watch March of the Penguins?
But do Greenpeacers watch telly?
They would if there were penguins marching, I imagine. There probably needs to be a lentil decontamination area just to get the lentil flavour
absolutely
out of your mouth.
I think there should be a wine fridge as well with French wine and maybe a vodka one too.
Yeah, and a vegan fridge, because I imagine quite a lot of Greenpeacers are vegan.
Oh, I bet they are, yeah.
A subwoofer, big speakers to blast out Moby.
That's probably Could be.
A good idea. If you were seriously for a moment going to take this job on, there's a question as to whether you paint over that lie or whether you camouflage that lie in truth.
Well, see, I'd paint it green to start with.
Right.
It's still red. And green is like a more honest colour, isn't it?
Do you think there's going to be mechanical changes to make the bus more environmentally friendly?
Yeah, I was wondering about that, because some of the things, there's like a lot of melamine and things. I was thinking, oh, green, you could do like a fake grass instead of carpet, but then that's not very eco-green, is it? So
no.
It's quite a quandary.
But actually, what might be quite interesting, I'm sure you've seen those houses that have got grass
on the roof.
How about we put grass on the roof?
That's a really good idea.
Thank you very much.
I'll take the
consultancy
well.
Fee quite a reasonable rate. and you're probably going to need a cooking area there off natural cooking, kind of non-carbon based cooking, I imagine.
Yeah, it's a shame Boris isn't still on it. Could heat up things with his hot air, couldn't he?
He could. Although, can you imagine? I mean, gosh. Foreign Secretary.
He's looking in the photos I'm looking at. He's looking particularly awful because he's spread across two leatherette seats and dropping his papers as he scuffles about. So it's.
Have you ever worked on a kind of? Because I have a few of my mates that are in kind of. My mates are a band called Elbow, and they've got a tour bus where they go and stuff. Which obviously they're spending hours and hours in these buses, and they're quite luxurious.
Oh yeah.
And what's interesting about the layout and the design is it's laid out to be communal but also separate. Because if you're travelling with someone, even though you're like best mates, as they all are, and they all get on with each other, it seems, you still need a bit of space away. So from an interior design point of view, in a limited space like a bus, that must be quite tricky.
Yeah, it's hard. Because when you see things like on the Orient Express and everyone has their little cabin, it's all lovely. But if you go from London to Edinburgh on that overnight thing, it's all melamine and a very thin curtain. So
oh my God.
Can I tell you
a story? When I used to work at the BBC, I used to present a programme called Newsnight Review. I still work at the BBC occasionally. And it used to finish at 11:15 on a Friday night. And I was always in a quandary because I'd have to stay the night rather than go back up to Glasgow. And Kirsty Wark, who's 5'2", that's important for this story, told me to get the sleeper. And I mean, really, because it's said so comfortable, you get there for 11:55, it pulls off and you're home with the kids at 8 in the morning. And I'm a great idea. So I put myself on the sleeper. And then I remembered that I'm almost 6 foot and I wear a turban. I couldn't fit into the bed and I rocked and rolled, wide awake, all night long, without any of the glamour of the Indian Rails, without chana bhatura to eat on the way, and a nice man hacking and selling deep-fried lentil-based snacks. It was not good, Dean. It was not good at all. So do you think this bus is going to be a success?
Well, I honestly do think it's a good idea because it's, you know, we need to counteract all the stuff that was said before, don't we? And, you know, parking outside Parliament, I think, was a great coup. It's just saying we'll come and talk to you about it.
Yes, isn't it? Well, you know, they are apparently not available to comment, which is code for a bit up themselves, apparently. Can I just ask you in a more general sense? Clearly, you sound like you were someone that wanted to remain part of the European Union.
Yes, definitely.
Has it impacted on your business yet?
Well, funny, you know, in all seriousness, about the fabrics, so I actually get a lot of fabrics from France and Italy, and so obviously they'll go up straight away just because of the exchange rate. But also, now I don't know in the longer term whether there will be you know, extra taxes on those. Because at the moment, I just import them and put it through as you know, for UK VAT. It's really simple. So I know that's a tiny point, but
well, it isn't. But I think it's the amalgamation, it's the accumulation of these tiny points across all the different sectors that's really making things. But, you know, at least we've got our sovereignty back. You know what I mean? At least there are people we can, you know, hire and find, vote in all of those MPs. And, I mean, and well, the House of Lords, of course, those 850 people, we vote for them. Oh, no, we don't, do we? No, we don't. And the Queen, we don't vote for her. But, you know, we're sovereign.
She was a Remainer, wasn't she, the Queen, apparently?
Who knows? I mean, who knows? She purred like a kitten. Apparently, when Scotland didn't leave the Union. Ironically, in England's attempt to be independent of Europe, it's going to be independent of Scotland too, I think.
Now, I do think the two saltires was a bit rude of Nicola, though.
What two saltires?
You know, when Theresa May went up and she had, instead of either side of the fireplace, one saltire and one Union flag, she had two saltires. I mean, I thought that was rubbing in a bit.
Well, she's in Scotland. Do you know what I mean? Scotland. It's part of the Union Jack. You should be grateful that part of the Union Jack is still flying over Scotland. Anyway, I wasn't meant to get you on here to talk about this. Dean Keyworth from Armstrong Keyworth Designs. Thank you very much. Very fascinating to talk to you. Jolly man. We'll have you on again to talk about something else.
Oh, I'd be delighted.
No, I'm not as delighted as I am. Thank you very much indeed. I think it might be time for a little bit of this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week, they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing. You get the last free seat and you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a metro. Free every weekday morning.
Now at TradePoint, we've got new, lower prices on over 650 bathroom products. Truro Toilet was £44.17, now just £40.80. And the Triton Cara Shower was £41.66, now just £39.58. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the northbound M1 through Leicestershire towards 23A at the A42 where the exit slip roads close for the recovery of an overturned lorry. There's still severe delays on Staffordshire's northbound M6. Three of the four lanes between 12 for Telford and 13 for Stafford South are out of action. The motorway's been resurfaced. Congestion back to 10 at Wolverhampton. Surrounding routes very busy. Through Essex, the A12 in Marks Tay is struggling north after earlier problems. And Cornwall's A30 through Bodmin's very busy this afternoon between Calliwith and Priest Cross because of roadworks. I'm Gerena Adams.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it.
Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Hardeep Singh Kohli
on Talk Radio.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't.
It's the Bieber.
And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up.
I can't believe I'm singing to Bieber. This is a brilliant song. And if you want to see how brilliant this can be, Craig David does the most amazing version on the Live Lounge. A big shout out to his manager, Matt Dodds. This is how old I am. His manager is my son's best friend from the age of 8. Little Matt Dodds, my adopted white child.
I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much,
then Marta, you should go and love yourself. No, that's not you. Genius. Beautiful song. Great song. Like I said, the only Bieber song I've ever listened to. I don't know anything else of his output and I'm not interested. Rob, the intern's back in the studio.
Hello, yeah.
The cock of Kent.
I don't know what you're going to say. That was like, what?
No, the cock of the Kent.
Okay,
Now, the ongoing tragi-drama, comic drama of Marta's Mite. So he's at the bus stop with the German, Nick the Germans, in Stan Borden style. He's been given the massive brush off. He sends a WhatsApp. She ignores it. 2 weeks later, a poem arrives in her WhatsApp box from the German in Spanish.
Ooh.
You have the translation there, Rob the intern.
I do. I've just been given it, yeah.
How do you feel about it?
It's pretty hard-hitting, you know, that from the moment you start reading, it hits you.
Then I think we should do nothing other than you read it.
Can I say something before he reads it?
No. Go on.
Okay, so there might be some parts of it that don't make 100% sense.
Okay.
But it's because he's not a Spanish native speaker, so he wrote it in German, then translated it to Spanish, and now it's translated
that almost
English?
Gives it more character.
That Google app is dangerous.
I know.
I once made a big mistake with that. Anyway, whilst we have Bieber playing under, a gentle bed of Bieber.
It's going to be a juxtaposition here, because this is
I like my positions juxtaposed. Right, Rob the intern,
no
you know how it goes, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to start the poem now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's and I'm not going to interrupt you, right? I'm not going to interrupt
Never.
You.
Never, I wouldn't think you would.
Right, go for it, brethren.
What's a tear worth? When the rain comes and the sky pours its tears, it washes my face and my tears go away. And when the wind blows, it dries my face. This is super. But then it hits you with a question. It goes, what were my tears worth? And that's when I'm like, wow.
£2.50, which is the coffee that I paid for him.
You bought the coffee?
I bought the coffee.
Are you a mental woman?
That should have been a red flag
just to be
right
nice.
There.
It should have been a cortado. It's £1.80. What are you thinking? Also, Rob, I don't want you analysing the poem. That's my job.
It just
You're
hit
the
me that
intern.
Hard. Can't
no,
help
I'm joking,
it. Can't
no,
help
I'm
it.
Joking. You've got to put a politically and analytical mind. Right, continue.
Nothing
so
in
I
the...
still can't believe you bought the coffee.
I did, because I thought, I'm meeting this guy to sort of break up with him. The least I can do is buy the coffee.
I still think he should have probably bought the coffee.
You should have bought the coffee.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I'm an idiot sometimes.
No, you're not an idiot. Do you know what? Honestly, Marta, I've said this to you before. You've got this ability to make men cry. When you came into the studio on Friday morning, we were talking about how you felt post-Brexit. You had me on the verge of tears.
I know.
It was a beautiful moment where we became friends forever.
Yes.
Forever.
Yeah, I know, forever and ever.
You've got a new brown Uncle H, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to come to Scotland. Finish the poem.
Yeah.
Nothing in this world compares to the rain and the wind and all the tears in the world. I cry alone, waiting for the rain to wash my face, waiting for the wind to dry my face, and I'm waiting for the sun to smile at me.
Right,
like
you're
you used
sun,
to do.
Marta, you're the sun in that poem, yeah?
Seriously, this is the last line. Yeah. Like you used to do. It's just, yeah. Whoa.
Did you ever smile at him like the sun?
How does the sun smile?
Like you.
Then I did, yeah.
Do you ever wash his face? Because he keeps on going about washing his face.
That's a Dream Warrior song. You wash your face in my sink. You wash your face in my sink.
I've never washed his face. Probably, it's probably what his mum used to do.
Maybe that's the mistake you made.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have changed his nappy as well. He was behaving like a child.
He was. He was actually older than me, a couple of years older than me.
What did he do for a living?
He was doing a master's about international relations.
He can't even get his personal relations right.
There you go. I found that really ironic at the time.
Yeah, it's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you've already paid. That's, none of that is ironic. Rob, the intern, how have you found the intern shift today?
Really good. I've had a great time. Yeah. I didn't think I'd be doing this either. I didn't think I'd be reading poetry.
I wanted to include you because you're a positive force of energy. I just want the listeners to know, I'm gently ribbing you and being a little bit nasty to you, but actually, you're a lovely guy, and that's the only reason I'm ribbing you gently.
Oh, that's not, well, actually, the first thing you did when I walked in, when you first saw me, was have a go at me because I'd burnt my finger on the tea.
No, I didn't have a go at you, Rob. I love the way you misrepresent the story. Tell the listeners what happened.
Well, I made some tea.
Rob, context. Marta, context. I was up at 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh, why?
I know.
I woke up in Glasgow to come and do the show.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was up at 4 in the morning to get the 5:40 train from Central.
Mm-hmm.
I travelled all the way down, right? I get here. You walk into the office and you say, what actually happened now. Don't lie to the listeners. You can lie to me, you can lie to yourself. Don't lie to our listeners.
I literally walked in when you just got in and with said, my tea, yeah. I burnt my finger.
Right.
I said, I said it in a very jovial way.
And
like
what did I say to you?
Oh, I burnt my
finger.
What
was the first thing I said to you?
I don't think I can repeat it on the radio.
No, you can. You're such a little minx. I said, go and run it under the cold tap, didn't I? Don't you remember that?
That was one of the things.
No. It's the first thing
I blocked out my memory, the trauma of it.
Listen, the truth has no enemies, okay? I said, go and run it under the cold tap. You said, it's not that bad. And I said, well, clearly it's bad enough for you to be bleating on about it. So if it's that bad, running under the cold
tap... It was just I'd spilt the tea over the side as I was holding it. It hit my thumb and finger.
You're such a lightweight.
I was just making the observation, the comment. It was a bit of an icebreaker. But then you took it as a really quite firm icebreaker.
I was prepared to get you ice to put on it.
No, you're going to get a sledgehammer and knock the ice right through.
Get out my studio. Oh, my God. Look at your hair.
What's wrong with my hair?
No, it's just what the headphones do to your hair.
What's your hair look like? You're wearing a hat, so I haven't seen your
hair. I normally wear a turban. Don't be racist. Get out of the studio. These interns get cockier by the minute. Lovely work today, sunshine.
See you later.
Will you keep that poem? Put it framed in the office so we can all remind ourselves of all that might go wrong in our lives.
Absolutely.
That was Rob the intern. Do keep track of his career. He'll be running TalkSport probably in 15 minutes. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm all right.
How's life?
Life's all right. Sun's shining. It's a nice day, isn't it?
Do you have any Tinder dating nightmare stories?
No, I've never been on Tinder.
You've never had to, have you?
No, I've just been sort of married since I was about 12, basically. So I've never done it, but I've, you know, sort of hung out with the young people and seen them staring at their phones, engaging in it, yeah.
And you've never, I suppose if you've been married that long, you've had a breakup story to relate either, have you?
No, I've got nothing. I've got nothing for you, I'm sorry. My love life is tedious and mundane. Uneventful.
I aspire to tedious and mundane.
Yeah.
Because all this drama, listening to Marta and listening to Victoria Bourne, you wouldn't want that sort of drama.
I know. I always think that. Like, you know, occasionally you think, it's a bit tedious and mundane. Then you think, I couldn't be bothered with the time and energy and the emotional slog. And the way in which your self-esteem must be put under strain on a daily basis as well.
Well, whereas it's much nicer for it to be gradually put under.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good with my, you know, my self-esteem is fairly low, but it's been at the same level for years and years. And it's something I resolved years ago with myself. But the idea that you would be judged on your looks very immediately, like several times a day, and have to sort of...
You're right, you're one of those hauntingly good-looking men.
Yes, you're right about that.
You know,
I don't know if there's a rating system on.
Well, whatever scale, whatever rating, you're off it.
Yeah, that's what I'd imagine.
Those
yeah,
blue eyes that just
penetrating.
In more ways than what have we got coming up at 4 o'clock.
We've got Trident. We're going to be talking about Trident, which they'll be debating in Parliament this afternoon. No one quite knows why they're debating it, because Trident's already been signed off, right? They're going ahead with it.
But it's so beautiful to watch Labour.
Exactly.
Not just split in two, split in three.
I know. Just as you thought they couldn't split any further, it's down to like they'll be split in the atom. Funnily
well,
enough.
Apparently they've invented a game based on Pokemon Go called Labour Party Go.
Right.
And you're going to hunt around neighbourhoods looking for a genuine socialist Labour leader.
Yeah.
They can lead the party.
Well, anyway, that's basically the why Theresa May has thought, let's have this debate even though we don't need it, because it's a done deal, just to amuse ourselves by watching Labour find yet another thing to like row with each other about. But we will be looking at the rights and wrongs of Trident anyway, even though it's inevitability and therefore arguably futile.
But equally, I think there's another dynamic to this argument with the potential for IndyRef 2 in Scotland.
Yes.
And whether Trident, what happens with Trident if Scotland were to break away and remain as part of the European
Union. We'll have to take those subs, get them out of the lock, and somehow get them down to Lake Windermere, is what I'm guessing. But I will be speaking to Chris Parry, who's the former Director General at the Ministry of Defence, very shortly indeed, who will run some of these ideas past. I'm sure he'll be very grateful for that.
Well, I just suggest everything else is in London. You might as well have tried it in London as well.
Under the Thames.
Why not?
Yeah. We're also going to be talking about Turkey, what happens next over there, and what the ins and outs of this coup were. Because, of course, a lot of people saying that your man, Erdogan, basically set the whole thing up himself.
Well,
because now he's engaged in a massive purge, isn't he, of all his enemies, and I mean, he's got a ready-made excuse for it.
Brilliant totalitarianism in play, I think. But also, you wouldn't want to make that many thousands of enemies in the military and across the police force.
Perhaps.
Interesting.
Perhaps, but I mean, it's just given him, he's fast-tracked the death penalty back into play, and he can just wipe out a load of people. And it's interesting, isn't it? It's like Syria, it's like the West don't know how to respond, because they're kind of anti-coups, because they're pro-democracy, but then this other guy is basically used as an excuse to instill basically a totalitarian regime. But they don't know whether they're coming or going.
The problem is, there is a notion of absolute democracy, but there isn't one style of democracy.
Mm.
Democracy in the West is not the same as democracy in the East. And I think that's been partly the arrogance on the part of the West in transposing democracy from a different cultural and civilizational background.
Hardy, I think we might want to just give up on it.
Again, the words of David Soul back through my mind. Thank you very much indeed. I'm listening in at four. Now, it's our last tune of the day for The Spurned.
Good.
You get to hear this now. Do you know this?
Yeah, I think so. Hang on.
Look inside.
No, I don't.
Look inside your
tiny
mind.
Is it?
Yes. It's called Thank You Very Much. It was a different title on the album. Slightly ruder version. Effing and Jeffing, should we say?
Yeah.
On the album. That's what my mum used to say. Why are you doing all effing and Jeffing?
Effing and
Jeffing. I'm like, Mum, I don't know anyone called Jeff. But thank you nonetheless. Well, that's all we've got time for today. It's been great fun. Tomorrow we're talking more about Tinder nightmares. I think we're going to keep that one going because it's been so lively. And we're going to have a match for Marta. That's what we're going to do. We're going to find anyone into theatre, into live music, small live music gigs, eating out. General fun and frivolity.
Yeah, my older brother fancies Marta.
Really? Can we get your older brother in?
Well, he's been in before, but I've told her this. She doesn't seem interested.
How old is your older brother?
He's 49.
Marta? Too old?
But, you know, he's got a few quid, Marta.
No,
yeah, but
quid
it's
thing.
A bit too old for me, I would
Where's
say.
Your cut-off point? How old? 47 okay for you?
No, it's still too old. I'm sorry.
What? Why are you so ageist, Marta?
Ah.
It doesn't matter how old they are. It doesn't matter.
there you go. Yeah.
I have been Hardeep Singh Kohli. The team, Marta match tomorrow.
Yes.
Lovely Cass. Whoa, whoa. Makes a lot to make you laugh. That's Kath by the Bluebells from Hull. We bigged Bluebells up and we bigged Hull up today. We had a Rob the intern. Cocky little so-and-so, a lovely lad, reading poetry and all sorts. I've been Hardeep Singh Kohli. You've been delightful. And we'll be back tomorrow. Have a lovely Monday.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.